thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes? It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Deep stupidity has consequences in the real world. That is particularly true in the realm of foreign policy. In domestic policy, you can be pretty stupid, but we have some pretty solid checks and balances constitutionally from the local and state levels all the way on up to the federal government. Stupidity very often can be somewhat mitigated by these structures. But when it comes to foreign policy, the President of the United States has effectively plenary power. He has extraordinary powers over foreign policy. And that means that the stupidity of a president of the United States can put people in the United States and our allies in danger of being killed because the president is a dullard. The president is an imbecile. Well, when you have a senile imbecile in charge of the United States government, you got a problem. Joe Biden is not just senile. He is, in fact, an imbecile. He's been an imbecile on foreign policy literally his entire career. Robert Gates, former Secretary of Defense under Barack Obama, said that Joe Biden had not been right on a single foreign policy issue his entire career. That pattern maintained yesterday. First of all, Joe Biden is no longer with us. But even if he were with us, that would not be much of a comfort. Here was Joe Biden yesterday getting confused about teleprompters. Again, this is the person who is in charge of America's national security. And he has put us on the brink of World War III in not one area, but two in one day. That's how smart this guy is. Here we go.
I got into Wilmington, and one of the please move all that back, by the way. One of the things that I learned early on.
All that back is the teleprompter. Okay, so this person is no longer, forget about the senility, though. This is a deeply unprincipled human being. Joe Biden, when it comes to foreign policy, does not have a damned clue. He blows with the wind. Wherever is the center of the Democratic Party, or the center of gravity in the Democratic Party at any given time, that is where he is. And it turns out that the center of the Democratic Party is the editorial board at the New York Times and all of their followers. The center of the Democratic Party is the absolute dullards over on MSNBC. The center of the Democratic Party is all the TikTok generation kids with the purple hair. Those are the people that Joe Biden is following. And so that means that he has now put us, as I say, in danger of World War III in two separate arenas on the planet Earth at the same time. So we begin with Ukraine. So thanks to the bizarre and peculiar and insane theory that Donald Trump was elected in 2016 because Vladimir Putin wanted Donald Trump elected and therefore manipulated all of the voting and paid people off and all this. Because of that, Democrats have decided that Russia is the worst threat on the planet. Not just a threat to Ukraine, with which I agree, but a deep and abiding threat sufficient that the entire left is unified against Russia, which is weird because back in 2012, which was not all that long before 2016, Mitt Romney was saying that. And Democrats like Barack Obama were suggesting that Mitt Romney needed to call the 1980s and tell them that he had their foreign policy or some such nonsense. By 2017, Democrats had decided that Russia was indeed the greatest threat to America, but not just a great threat that required an actual counter. A point with which I agree. Russia is a powerful geopolitical enemy of the United States. Vladimir Putin is a canny chess player. He also happens to be at the head of a country that is willing to undergo significant physical and military sacrifice on behalf of territorial gain. That's been true for centuries in Russia. All of that is true. But what's amazing is that the left in this country has decided that it is worth going to possible nuclear war over Ukraine, not to maintain the current borders of Ukraine, but it is worth it to go to nuclear war in order to, you know, like, for what? So yesterday, Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State for the President of the United States, he maintained two positions. One, is understandable. That is increased aid to Ukraine in the face of Russian aggression in the Donbass and Crimea. The other is totally crazy. So here he was calling for more aid to Ukraine in the face of the West slow walking aid to Ukraine in the first place.
So more than ever, we have genuine burden sharing among the allies. And in the 30 or so years that I've been engaged in these issues, this is probably the best example of burden sharing that I've seen. The United States has made tremendous contributions ourselves, but it is imperative that Congress pass the supplementary budget request that President Biden has made. I know that Speaker Johnson committed to bring the supplemental to a vote swiftly. The message from Brussels is clear. That vote cannot happen soon enough.
Okay, so that's sustainable. That's understandable. Here is the part where you go crazy. So Tony Blinken yesterday said Ukraine needs to join NATO. Now, what is the timeline for that? How does that timeline look? It's been the position of the United States and many of the NATO allies that eventually at some point Ukraine would join NATO. But the way that Anthony Blinken articulated this yesterday, he's making it sound like he wants NATO to accept Ukraine today. Here was the Secretary of State Anthony Blinken yesterday, because again, Ukraine isn't just a country that the United States has an interest in not seeing fall to the Russians. Again, a proposition with which I agree. Apparently, it is worth going to nuclear war or a threatening nuclear war to stop the current stalemate that has now engulfed the borders of Ukraine.
The determination of every country represented here at NATO remains rock solid. We will do everything that we can. Allies will do everything that they can to ensure that Ukraine has what it needs to continue to deal with Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine, an aggression that
gets
worse with every passing day. Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose at the summit is to help build a bridge to that membership to create a clear pathway for Ukraine moving forward.
Okay, so Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Okay, if he means like today or any time while this conflict is ongoing, understand, if Ukraine became a member of NATO, literally that day the United States would be in a shooting war with Russia. Because if you allow Ukraine to join NATO in the middle of the war, then this is no longer a proxy war in which you are funding the Ukrainians. At that point, Ukraine declares that Article 5 has been invoked and all the NATO allies join in the war on Russia. And now you are at direct war with a nuclear armed power. Does this sound like intelligent policy to you? It's absolutely nonsensical. Again, the policy of the United States with regard to Ukraine, a policy that I support, is fund Ukraine necessary to preserve its independent existence from Russia, while understanding that the chances that they are going to defeat Russia in Crimea or the Donbass region are extremely low, and then look for an off-ramp. This has been my position since very early on in the war. Vladimir Putin may not be looking for an off-ramp. That means you have to continue to fund Ukraine sufficient to push Putin to look for an off-ramp. But when you say Ukraine will join NATO, understand that if that were to be effectuated today, you would be in a shooting war with a nuclear-armed superpower. So, does that seem like intelligent policy? Doesn't seem like intelligent policy to me. But if you thought that that was the worst threat of World War III that the Biden administration would create yesterday, you are wrong. The worst threat of World War III that the Biden administration created yesterday is the threat that they created in the Middle East. So, the Biden administration has decided to completely outsource its foreign policy in the Middle East to Dearborn, Michigan, pro-Hamas activists on college campuses, and the editorial board of the New York Times. Those are the people who are currently running the foreign policy of the Biden administration in the Middle East. So, lest we forget, on October 6th, there was no war between Israel and Hamas. On October 7th, Hamas crossed the border between the Gaza Strip and Israel and murdered everybody in a several-mile radius. 1,200 civilians dead, 250 people taken back into Gaza and held as hostage. And today, there are over 100 people who are being held as hostages by Hamas in the Gaza Strip, including five American citizens. That is happening right now, as we speak. And the Biden administration initially took the position that Israel had a right not only to defend itself, but to destroy and defeat Hamas. This was their original position. In fact, if you go all the way back to October 24th, of 2023, the White House was openly stating that a ceasefire would be in Hamas's interest, that Hamas wanted a ceasefire. Here is the White House This is, again, October 24th, 2023, saying a ceasefire only helps Hamas.
All I can tell you is we're going to continue to make sure Israel has the tools and the capabilities that they need to defend themselves. We're going to continue to try to get that humanitarian assistance in. We're going to continue to try to get hostages and people out of Gaza appropriately. And as I think you've heard us say, a ceasefire right now really only benefits Hamas. That's where we are right now.
Okay, so what has changed? The answer is nothing. Hamas still controls Rafah. Hamas still controls large parts of the Gaza Strip in terms of can humanitarian aid get in. Hamas has not been completely defeated in the Gaza Strip. A ceasefire now still only helps Hamas. Nothing has changed. Something has changed. That thing is the Biden administration. You can see the evolution was happening. If you fast forward to just last week, here was John Kirby explaining why the United States was abstaining from a UN resolution that separated off the demand for a ceasefire from the demand for hostage release. So the United States had been pushing at the UN for a UN Security Council resolution that called, combined, for a ceasefire with the release of hostages. The United States then decided to change its position and abstain from a resolution that separated these two demands, ceasefire and hostages. In other words, there should be a ceasefire even if hostages are still being held by Hamas. The United States abstained from that. The White House tried to spin it.
The president makes decisions based on the national security interests of the United States. And this decision to abstain on this resolution is in keeping with the national security interests of the United States. And quite frankly, it's in keeping with the national security concerns of the Israeli people.
Okay. Now, what's really happened here is that the internal pressure inside the Biden administration from the far left, the lies that are being told to Joe Biden about his electoral prospects should he abandon Israel, those have earwormed him at this point. He's got his similarly dullard wife, Dr. Jill Biden, whispering into his ear that he needs to, quote unquote, stop the war in Gaza. And so now Joe Biden has made the full turn. The full turn is to take the complete pro-Hamas position. The complete pro-Hamas position. What Hamas wants more than anything else right now is an immediate ceasefire, leaving Hamas in place while holding the hostages. Yesterday, the Biden administration literally just did that. They literally just did that. So here was Antony Blinken saying not only that there should be an immediate ceasefire, but also that if Israel does not change its policy, then America would change its policy, presumably conditioning its aid to Israel on a change of policy. Now, what exactly would that change in policy be? Israel has been allowing in hundreds of trucks every single day. The reason the World Central Kitchen trucks were even in the Gaza Strip is because they had been working with Israel for 6 months to facilitate aid into the Gaza Strip, at the behest of the Americans, by the way. And now Tony Blinken is saying, if Israel doesn't change its policy, then they will condition aid. He then also suggested that Israel, if it didn't care enough about civilians, becomes indistinguishable from Hamas, which is an insane contention. It's the kind of stupid crap you see in a bad left-wing Hollywood movie. Where he's, well, if we kill the bad guys, we'll become the same as the bad guys. That kind of garbage. Well, this is, I mean, it is almost impossible to overstate how much the Biden administration has now flipped to the side of Hamas. All Hamas wants in life is to be preserved by the pathetic weakness of the West in the face of Hamas's evil. Understand, the reason that this is happening is because Hamas uses human shields. That's why this is happening. If Hamas were a legitimate army out in the field, like say the Russian army is a legitimate army out in the field, if that were the case, the United States would not end support. They would increase support to Israel because Hamas is acting more evilly than the Russian army, because they are hiding behind their own women and behind their own children. And because they're holding hostages, the United States is saying that Israel has to cave to them. So the more evil you are, the more the United States will force you to cave to the evil. That is the logic right now. We'll get some more on this in just 1 second. First, spring is here. That means spring cleaning, warmer weather, and flowers and leaves starting to bloom. With all the changes happening outside right now, there's no better time than now to start shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind, so if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses while you get back on your feet. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies. Their team of licensed experts is on hand to help talk you through it. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents and technology that make it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It might not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies, which means They don't have an incentive to recommend an insurer over another insurer. Save time and money. Provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com and get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. PolicyGenius.com. All right, coming up, apparently the other Joe Biden prong of foreign policy involves preserving Hamas. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April 9th is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden, who is an absolute moral dullard, has decided that it's in America's interest for Hamas to remain in charge of the Gaza Strip indefinitely. Why does that threaten World War III? Because if you're Iran and you're watching this, you are just licking your lips. If you are Iran, which is the singular spreader of terror around the globe, and you're watching this, here's what you're seeing. You are seeing that Hamas cannot militarily defeat Israel, which is why they've avoided open battle. What you are seeing is that the United States is now preserving Hamas. They're claiming that it's about humanitarian aid. The true humanitarian measure here would be to allow Israel to finish off Hamas and then to transition to some sort of shared coalitional government structure, United States, Israel, UAE, Bahrain, preferably without the United States even involved. Let the Arabs take care of it, for example. They don't want to, but let them do it. As an American, I don't want America involved, like, at all with anything having to do with the Gaza Strip. But the fact is that Tony Blinken is doing the work of... So if you're Iran, you're looking, you're saying the United States is perfectly fine with apparently keeping Hamas in place. The United States is currently paying, I'm not kidding you, they're giving money to Lebanon to help relocate people in southern Lebanon. Those towns are dominated by Hezbollah. The United States is clearing $10 billion a year in money flowing to Iran while this is all happening. the radical Palestinian population in Jordan is now threatening the Hashemite Kingdom, which is an American ally. The Houthis in Yemen have not only survived, they've continued to shut down trafficking in the Red Sea. And this administration is putting pressure on Israel. That's it. If you're Iran, why not just go hog wild? Seriously, why not? Or maybe just slow play it. You know, all the options are at your disposal. There's a lot of talk right now about whether Iran is going to launch some sort of severe attack against Israel over the course of the next 72 hours or not. The CIA has suggested yes. The intelligence in Israel has suggested yes. I don't think Iran does much of anything, because why would they? They've already got their man in the White House, apparently. Here is Tony Blinken playing full propaganda fullback for Hamas.
Israel is a democracy. Hamas, a terrorist organization. And democracies place the highest value on human life. Every human life. It's what distinguishes us from terrorists, like Hamas. If we lose that reverence for human life, we risk becoming indistinguishable from those we confront. He made clear that
pause there for a second. That is so disgusting. That is so disgusting what he is saying there. Of course Israel places a premium on civilian life. They've gotten their own soldiers killed in order to preserve human life in the Gaza Strip, where Hamas is attempting to murder its own citizens. To liken Israel's behavior to Hamas, to suggest that Israel does not place a premium on human life. By the way, even when it comes to this world aid, this world central kitchen situation, Israel literally just did a full investigation and then fired members of its own military over this, which is something the United States never did when it came to droning an entire family in Afghanistan on our way out. Joe Biden still hasn't apologized for that. But here is Tony, again, trying to draw a moral equivalence between a democracy that was attacked by a terrorist group and the terrorist group itself. Like, is there one word of pressure on Hamas anywhere in here? The answer is no. Literally nothing that is happening in the Gaza Strip would be happening if Hamas had not done what it did on October 7th and if they surrendered today with the hostages. But they're not doing any of that. And so the United States is now, under Joe Biden, because he wants to win pro-Hamas voters in Dearborn, Michigan, and blue-haired lesbians at the Wesleyan campus. Because of that, they've decided that it's imperative that the coalitional approach, the Queers for Palestine members of the Biden administration, run foreign policy. That's what this is.
U.S. policy with respect to Gaza will be determined by our assessment of Israel's immediate action on these steps. He underscored as well that an immediate ceasefire is essential to stabilize and improve the humanitarian situation and protect innocent civilians, and he urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to empower his negotiators to conclude a deal without delay to bring the hostages home.
Hey, all of that is insane, like patently insane. So he is now taking the position the United States abstained from at the UN like a week and a half ago. The United States abstained from a UN Security Council resolution that separated off the ceasefire from the release of hostages. Now he's endorsing that resolution. He's calling for Israel to declare an immediate ceasefire with the hostages still being held by Hamas. And then he says Israel needs to empower its negotiators to come to some sort of deal with Hamas. Why in the world would Hamas come to a deal? They have every single card, every single one. They've got the pressure of the United States on America's own ally that in favor of Hamas. Which is why Hamas continues to reject every single deal. Hamas knows that if they just hold the hostages long enough, and if they get enough civilians killed, that the United States will eventually declare that Israel must lose the war and preserve Hamas in place while Hamas still holds the hostages, including five Americans. And we spent $6 billion and gave it to Iran to get out five Americans from Iran. When it comes to Hamas, the United States is perfectly willing to let Hamas apparently hold Americans hostage in terror tunnels because Joe Biden wants to please Chef Jose Andres or something. And again, all of this ups the prospects of World War III because an aggressive Iran in the Middle East is going to get more and more aggressive. And there will come a point where the existence of the state of Israel is at risk. And if that happens, then the bleep really hits the fan. Because if you think that Israel has unleashed its military power thus far, you are wrong. Israel has used a significant portion of its military power in the Gaza Strip. But if there is an existential, like a full-on existential danger to the state of Israel, things are going to get extremely hot, extremely fast. The Biden administration's willingness to completely flip on this thing in favor of Hamas is totally crazy. Already coming up, shockingly, it turns out that when you tell Hamas that you're on their side, they don't actually want to release hostages or, you know, make concessions. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lox Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Basalite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now is the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Laux Landscape Supply's spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220, or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden has basically declared in favor of Hamas, called on Israel to declare a unilateral ceasefire while Hamas holds hostages and then negotiate with Hamas. And Hamas is like, well, okay, then there's nothing to negotiate over since we're winning. According to the Times of Israel, a senior Hamas leader says Egypt has put forward a ceasefire and hostage release proposal, but it does not include anything new. The terror group will not back down from any of its previous demands. The unnamed official charges the U.S. and Egyptian mediators wanted to keep the ceasefire process alive. Despite their conviction, there was a wide gap between Israel and Hamas. So what exactly was offered to Hamas? A six-week ceasefire and a 40-for-1 ratio of terrorist murderers released for every hostage released, and Hamas turned it down. The only reason you turn that down is because you got all the leverage. And they do have all the leverage. Because they believe that they can mobilize the editorial board of the New York Times and the voters in Dearborn, Michigan, and the marchers in New York in order to pressure Joe Biden. They think they've got their man. And by the way, it appears they're right. So here is John Kirby forced into the very unwelcome position of having to defend this insane policy. He's asked by Peter Ducey, it seems like you are wavering. They want it both ways, which is true. They want to say that they're still pro-Israel and they support Israel while totally taking the knees out from under Israel. By the way, there's been a lot of talk about Rafah. Rafah is the southern city in the Gaza Strip where virtually all the civilians have been shuttled to in order so that Israel can facilitate the killing of terrorists without killing too many civilians. That is something, again, that no army in history really has done. So Israel did all of that. They presented plans to the Americans to get the civilians out of Rafah and somewhere else so they can go in and destroy the terror tunnels in Rafah, see if they can rescue hostages, and destroy the last vestiges of Hamas in Rafah. The United States has said they want to approve the plan. Let's be very clear about this. The United States under Joe Biden will never approve any plan in Rafah. Joe Biden has made that perfectly clear. The reason is because the minute Joe Biden approves the plan in Rafah and Israel goes and implements the plan in Rafah, Joe Biden owns the plan in Rafah. He can't afford to own the plan in Rafah because, again, he is too concerned about making sure that the blue-haired lesbians at Wesleyan and the pro-Hamas voters in Dearborn, Michigan, vote for him. And if he approves any plan in Rafah and one civilian dies, forget about that. If they kill a member of Hamas, the blue-haired lesbians will be angry. The pro-Hamas members will be angry. Joe Biden fed the crocodile piece by piece his foreign policy, and now the crocodile has eaten him whole. Here is John Kirby trying to wriggle around like a worm at the end of a hook on this one.
As I said, and as it says in that readout, we made clear, and he made it clear to the Prime Minister in his call, that our support for Israel's self-defense remains ironclad. It's not going to stop. It's not going to waver. But will there perhaps be some policy changes we might have to make if we don't see policy changes out of Israel? Yes. The president made it clear that our policies with respect to Gaza will be dependent upon our assessment of how well the Israelis make changes and implement changes to make the situation in Gaza better for the Palestinian people.
And how much time are you giving them to make these changes, to implement these concrete
changes? Again, we would hope to see some announcements of changes here in coming hours and days, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay, so Israel did announce immediately that they were increasing the number of food trucks that were being allowed in from 350, which is already extremely high, to 500. That's not going to buy off Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is now captured. He is now ideologically captured by his left flank. That is what is happening here. And it is pathetic. It's even more pathetic from just a real politique point of view. Like, take away all of the moral questions here. Just look at this in terms of pure real politique. Look at Ukraine and Russia. The United States has an interest in preserving an independent Ukraine, but the United States does not have any interest in getting into a shooting war with a nuclear armed power. So what does Joe Biden do? He is facilitating the entry of the United States into a NATO pact, including Ukraine, that would facilitate a shooting war with a nuclear armed power. From a real politic point of view, this is asinine. It makes no sense. We can continue to fund Ukraine and make sure that Ukraine doesn't collapse to Russian predations without putting ourselves in harm's way. And meanwhile, Joe Biden is out there announcing that Ukraine should join NATO, which, of course, would immediately invoke Article 5. And then the United States would be in a direct shooting war with Russia. That's what Joe Biden's doing. So from a real politic point of view, absolutely asinine. From a real politic point of view on Israel and Hamas, the United States is not involved in this conflict. There's an ally of the United States that is attempting to destroy a terror group. Meanwhile, by the way, you know who else is in favor of destroying that terror group? Despite all of the protestations for the streets, the Saudi government, the Egyptian government, even the Jordanian government, they have to mouth off because they have to demonstrate to all of their radical civilians, their citizens, that they are not in favor of the Jews. But that doesn't mean that Saudi isn't in the corner rooting for Israel to destroy Hamas, which is an Iranian proxy, or that Egypt isn't in the corner hoping that Israel destroys Hamas, which is an Iranian proxy and threatens Egypt, or that Jordan isn't in the corner hoping that Israel destroys Hamas, which again is an Iranian proxy threatening the Hashemite dynasty in Jordan. From a realpolitik point of view, the stupidest thing you could do is hand Iran a victory in the face of what is an extremely effective military operation in Gaza. And that's exactly what Joe Biden is doing. Why? Again, to garner sympathy from his far left. We're going to get to more of this in just 1 second. First, I wanted to let you know, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at DailyWire.com. Let Michael Knowles tell you about his show.
Hey, Michael Knowles here. As you might expect, I am the host of The Michael Knowles Show. Conservative pessimists say the world can't get any worse. Conservative optimists say it certainly can. Luckily, there is hope and a whole lot of fun to be had at the left's expense. Come check out The Michael Knowles Show at The Daily Wire. You can listen to the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, or Facebook. It is all over the place. You can watch the full show ad-free on DailyWire.com. And don't miss exclusive videos we make on my YouTube channel, such as my woke commercial reviews and the Chaz Funniest Home Videos. We break down everything from Drag Queen Story Hour to the Paris Climate Agreement. So come on over and check out The Michael Knowles Show wherever you get your podcasts. Every Monday through Friday. See you there.
You know, I pretend that I really hate Michael, but really, it's not hatred. It's more just a strong and intense dislike. You heard it here first, gang. Make sure to check out The Michael Knowles Show. So who are they catering to here? They're catering to celebrities, because Chef Jose Andres, who cooks at restaurants and has restaurants, that means that he now is gets to make war policy for the administration. I have nothing but sympathy for Chef Jose Andres in the fact that he knew the people who were killed. That's horrifying. There's a horrifying incident. Israel has literally fired commanders over it. Israel has apologized publicly for it, which is more than the United States or any other Western country does during friendly fire incidents, typically. But now, Jose Andres is putting pressure on the Biden administration, and Biden is listening, which is insane. You don't make foreign policy on the basis of a celebrity chef's opinions on world peace. But here is Karine Jean-Pierre saying that that's kind of what they're doing.
Look, you saw the president. We put that in his statement. Obviously, we made sure that it was in his statement how he felt about his relationship, his friendship with Chef Andres. He considers him a friend. He sees him as a hero in everything that he has done, not just in Gaza but across the globe, in feeding people who are in need. The humanitarian assistance that he provides. We have said the op-ed that he wrote is incredibly powerful. And the first couple of words out of his statement yesterday was outrage and heartbroken.
He also happens to be a member of the political far left. And so he was pushing for a ceasefire literally within about a week and a half of the original attack on Israel, October 7th. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders' wing of the Democratic Party is in the ascendancy. Here is Bernie Sanders being absolutely despicable, as he always is on matters morally inclined. He's just trash. He's a trash human being, Bernie Sanders. Here he was.
The bottom line is we are looking at one of the worst humanitarian disasters that we have seen in a very, very long time. We're literally, at this moment, looking at hundreds of thousands of children starving to death because Israel is not allowing the humanitarian trucks into Gaza, and especially into the areas where people are in most desperate condition. To my mind, Israel should not be getting another nickel in military aid until these policies are fundamentally changed. So if, you know, my view is no more military aid to Israel when children in Gaza are starving.
Okay, let's just be clear about this. The reason children in Gaza are hungry is because Hamas will not surrender. Bernie has not put one iota of pressure on Hamas because his base likes Hamas, because they hate Israel, and Israel's an outpost of generalized Western civilization, and Bernie hates that too. So Bernie, by the way, all this is a lie. Israel, again, has been facilitating hundreds of trucks into the Gaza Strip every single day. How do you think WCK got there in the first place? Elizabeth Warren is suggesting openly now that Israel is trying to starve out Gaza, which is a vile, despicable thing to say. If Israel were trying to starve out Gaza, you know what they wouldn't be doing since the beginning of the war? Allowing food trucks in. They've been allowing hundreds of food trucks in. It's, here she is lying because, again, the progressive left is completely disconnected from reality, but they're very much connected to a narrative that suggests that Israel must lose and Hamas must win.
I think the best we can do here is that we need to all be working together. And that's the president, that's people in Congress. And I am hopeful that when the president talks with Prime Minister Netanyahu, he will be making it clear that support for the actions of the prime minister are not, he's not helping Israel. He is not keeping Israel safe, and that he cannot continue to follow a policy of trying to starve out the people of Gaza, that he loses support all around the world.
A policy of trying to starve out the people of Gaza as Israel facilitates the entry of aid into the Gaza Strip. It's Orwellian kind of crap. But again, Joe Biden's been convinced by his interior team and by Joe Biden that somehow, if Hamas wins, that will be good for his administration. I suppose we'll find out. I suppose we'll find out if that's true. If, in fact, the American people are very much in favor of Hamas winning at the behest of the Biden administration. Now, points here to John Fetterman, who continues to be the great surprise of American politics over the course of the last, frankly, last decade. Here was John Fetterman yesterday saying on CBS that you should stand with Israel when they are fighting, you know, terrorists again. Not one word from the Biden administration about pressure on Hamas. Not one word. But here's John Fetterman saying the obvious.
You don't have to agree. You don't have to agree with every leader's views. But, you know, we have an opportunity to stand with Israel in this situation. And that's what I've decided to do.
And good for John Fetterman. Again, this, if the Biden administration had taken this morally clear position, this war would be over already. If the Biden administration had said from the beginning, Israel has to defeat Hamas, we will support Israel up to the point where it defeats Hamas, in the same way that the United States has done for, say, Ukraine, in a situation where victory is not only undefined but unachievable by Joe Biden's definition, then this war would have already been over. But instead, the United States decided that it was very, very, very important to signal, to virtue signal, to those pro-Hamas necks in Michigan. That was the most important thing. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Already coming up, the Biden administration isn't just confused about Russia or about Hamas. They're also confused about China. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The grand jury is one of the most important volunteer opportunities you can be part of. The deadline is April 12th. Get your application in today. To apply or get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Biden administration is filled with idiots about pretty much every topic, including China. So at the same exact time that the United States will say that we want Ukraine to enter NATO, which again would immediately lead to a shooting war with a nuclear armed power, the United States is signaling once again to China that we will be conciliatory. Now, it has been the policy of the United States for decades that we, quote unquote, do not support an independent Taiwan. George W. Bush said that. Barack Obama said that. We've had this bizarre strategic incoherence with regard to Taiwan for a very long time, specifically because we believe that if we provoke the Chinese into invading Taiwan, if we say we support Taiwanese independence, that China will invade basically the next day. With that said, does the United States de facto support Taiwanese independence? The answer, of course, is yes. De facto, the United States does not want Taiwan to be governed by mainland China. The question is, what resources are we willing to put behind all of that? So that strategic incoherence continues to be on complete display here. Here is John Kirby yesterday suggesting, once again, we do not support independence for Taiwan.
I won't characterize President Xi's comments, but I can tell you that President Biden was very, very clear that nothing's changed about our one China policy. We don't support independence for Taiwan, but we also don't want to see the status quo changed in a unilateral way, and certainly not by force.
Okay, so preserve the status quo, but we don't support independence for Taiwan. Again, that has been the historic position of the United States. The problem is that Joe Biden's weak policies have led China to believe that they can do pretty much whatever they want. And again, there will come a point here where if China can't get what it wants by soft power, it will in fact blockade the island of Taiwan. That is their goal. They believe that if they can show enough daylight between Taiwan and the United States that Taiwan feels truly threatened, Taiwan will preemptively, effectively elect a pro-China government. Taiwan has not done this. The last election was a little bit closer than has been the usual over there. But with that said, the United States is not demonstrating the naval power necessary to actually break a blockade of Taiwan were that to happen. Again, the real reason that China would like to blockade Taiwan is to get Taiwan to then supply via TSMC sophisticated microchips to the Chinese military sufficient to allow China to actually challenge America's military predominance. So what is the Biden administration doing? They're activating 40-year-old chips. So the Biden administration has taken incredibly soft on defense policy. They have cut the military budget effectively. They have not built up our military in the face of increasing global threat. The Wall Street Journal says, standing on the bridge of a 270-foot U.S. Coast Guard cutter, Lieutenant Channing Meyer listed the recent upgrades to the 40-year-old ship, a new deck gun, reliable power connections, an improved electronic navigation system, and better internet connectivity. This thing runs like it was built yesterday, he said, a short time later inside a hallway on the Harriet Lane. The Coast Guard transferred the Harriet Lane to the Pacific from the U.S. East Coast a few months ago, part of the Biden administration's latest move to compete with China for influence in the region. U.S. officials view the Coast Guard as a potent soft power tool in the Pacific, which is home to U.S. military assets and strategic waterways that could be crucial in a military confrontation over Taiwan. But the Coast Guard is deploying retrofitted vessels like the Harriet Lane because they plan to build a new class of more modern ships will take years and has been bogged down by delays and cost increases. At the same time, the Coast Guard's enlisted workforce is 10% below its authorized strength, one of the largest shortages in its 233-year history, and is expected to worsen this year, according to officials. Meanwhile, China has reinforced its Coast Guard with more than 20 former Navy corvettes and is increasingly asserting its territorial claims in the South China Sea, where Chinese fishing vessels double as a maritime militia. Beijing is also actively seeking influence in the Pacific. Certain Chinese Coast Guard vessels may have longer-range guns compared with the Harriet Lane, some analysts said. So again, the goal here for China is create enough naval power to be able to blockade Taiwan, sufficient to pressure them to elect a friendly government, get the microchips, and then upgrade your military capacity. And then China really has the ability to harm the United States in some pretty severe ways, including the closing off of the Taiwan Straits, which is, again, one of the world's chief choke points for trade. Now, foreign policy is actually fairly simple. It is a fifth-grade playground. In a fifth-grade playground, the biggest bully typically wins. The United States, since World War II, has been the biggest bully. When the biggest bully decides that it is, in fact, bad and terrible, and that it needs to recede from the world scene, and that it needs to, you know, show the world that it's a kinder, gentler bully, it stops working out, starts sitting in the corner. Turns out there are other bullies on the playground. There's not only one bully in any fifth grade class. There are usually multiple. And it turns out that what you want is that the bully happens to be the most moral player on the block. Well, and it turns out that China's a bully and Russia's a bully. Iran is a bully. It turns out when the United States recedes from its position of world leadership out of some sort of peculiar sense of self-doubt, all of our enemies are not sitting still. There's this weird take on foreign policy that has become incredibly predominant, which is that the United States is the only country with agency on earth. That basically everything that everyone else does is a reaction to us. Russia would not have invaded Ukraine if it had not been for the United States doing X. China would not be concerned about Taiwan if it were not for the United States being so provocative. Or alternatively, everybody is playing the same game and everybody has their own geostrategic interests and they are going to pursue those geostrategic interests. And where they meet mush, they will push. Which one of those sounds more likely to you? There's a certain arrogance and self-centeredness about isolationist or left-wing foreign policy. Sort of Noam Chomsky-esque, the rest of the world just reacts to the United States foreign policy. Turns out people all over the world are adults and have agency. It would be nice if the United States treated its enemies as though they had agency sometimes and are not mere children who are the playthings of more powerful Western powers. Because that's not true. Okay, meanwhile, the biggest problem for the Biden administration remains that Kamala Harris is the backup to this dullard, senile president. It's hard to find a knife duller than Joe Biden. Somehow they found a spoon and made her vice president. Here was Kamala Harris yesterday saying something or other about NCAA women's brackets. She is just terrible at this.
Do you know, okay, a bit of a history lesson. Do you know that women were not, the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022? Think about that and what that talk about progress, you know, better late than never, but progress and what that has done. Because, of course, when, you know, I had a bracket, it's not broken completely, but I won't talk about my bracket. But, you know, what just how we love March Madness and even just now allowing the women to have brackets and what that does to encourage people to talk more about the women's teams, to watch them. Now they're being covered. You know, and this is the reality. People used to say, oh, women's sports, who's interested? Well, if you can't see it, you won't be. But when you see it, you realize, oh.
Oh, my God. She's so terrible. By the way, Barack Obama has been filling out the women's NCAA bracket since 2009. Kamala Harris pretending that women are victims in the United States in order to garner political power. She's so awkward and so terrible. No one knew that Veep was actually a documentary. Apparently, it really, really, really is. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here with much more on Monday. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Israeli military has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. The military said a retired general's investigation into the killings found the officers mishandled critical information and violated the Army's rules of engagement. Meanwhile, one Israeli defense expert says the country's now being threatened like never before.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel is on the cusp of what he calls
a game-changing historic moment here.
Still at war with Hamas and soon to be with what he calls the strategic threat of Hezbollah to the north.
We're talking about between 150 and 170,000 rockets.
And Oren says it's not just about the sheer numbers.
These rockets are longer range, they're bigger, and they're very, very accurate.
Able, he says, to knock out all of Israel's key infrastructure. Bob Agner reporting.
An earthquake shook the densely populated New York City metropolitan area this morning. Residents reporting they felt rumblings across the eastern seaboard.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a quake with a preliminary magnitude of 4.7 was centered near Lebanon, New Jersey. The Fire Department of New York said there were no initial reports of damage. In Midtown Manhattan, the usual din of traffic grew louder as motorists blared their horns on momentarily shuddering streets.
Jeremy House reports there have been several aftershocks during the day, one registering 4.0. Engineers working to clear the wreckage of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore say they expect to be able to restore navigation in and out of the port by the end of the month. And the House set to consider a bill next week that would reauthorize a surveillance program U.S. officials consider vital to national security, but critics say it raises privacy concerns. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again, 800-355-4107.
Officials from the birthplace of former Yugoslavian leader Josip Tito say it will happily receive his remains if they're moved from Serbia's capital of Belgrade.
Aleksandar Šapić claims Tito caused evil to the Serbian people. He says the remains of the former Yugoslav leader should be returned to Kumrovec, his birthplace in Croatia. Tito's granddaughter, Svetlana Broz, says that's an idiotic idea. She accuses Mr. Šapić of appealing to right-wing voters ahead of June's elections. Kumrovec says it would be delighted to be Tito's final resting place. Its mayor believes the Yugoslav leader's remains would attract a million visitors every year.
That's the BBC's Guy Delaney reporting. Police say an incendiary device was thrown at a door of a synagogue in northwestern Germany but caused only minor damage and no one was injured. The incident in the city of Oldenburg happened early this afternoon. More at townhall.com. It was rebound day on Wall Street, as we hear from John Scott.
Stocks posted solid gains on Wall Street as a strong report on employment showed the U.S. economy continues to chug along. The S&P 500 rose 1.1%. U.S. employers adding a surprisingly strong number of jobs in March, while modest gains in wages eased some fears of a renewed spike in inflation. Wall Street still betting the Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates in June. Treasury yields rose in the bond market.
The Dow ended the week up 307 points to 38,904. The Nasdaq gained 199 to finish at 16,248. And the S&P 500 added 57 points to close the books at 5,204. New York oil gained 32 cents, climbing to $86.91 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. For a very long time in American politics, there was a truism about running for president of the United States. That truism suggested you were supposed to run to the extremes during the primaries, and then you were supposed to run toward the center in the general, which made perfect sense. You wanted to consolidate a base in the primaries so as to overcome your primary rivals, and then once you had done that, you were supposed to run toward the center because that's where the independents were. And the truth is that in every American election, the winner of that election has been the person who won independence, with the sole exception of 2012, when Mitt Romney beat Barack Obama with independence. But it didn't matter because Barack Obama had enough of his base show up that he was able to win a victory. In every other election, independents have decided the election. Joe Biden is deciding that it is time for him to buck conventional wisdom. He is not running to the center. Instead, he's believing all of the political idiots around him that he has to run to the far left. He's believing the Bernie Sanders crowd. He's believing the Pod Save America crowd. He's believing the most extreme members of his own base. And there is very little data to support the notion that he is going to win if he runs to the extreme part of his base. This is why he is losing right now. In fact, according to the latest NPR Marist poll, that actually has Joe Biden up 2 nationally, that same poll shows that in October of 2020, Joe Biden was winning among independent voters by 21 points, 57 to 36. In March of 2024, Donald Trump is beating Joe Biden with independent voters by 7 points, 52 to 45. That is a net 28-point swing toward Donald Trump among independent voters. And there is a reason for that. It is because Joe Biden has decided that he is not going to instead swivel to the center. He is going to run directly to his left. And he has cheerleaders on his left who are promoting this narrative, even though the narrative isn't particularly true. The real reason that Joe Biden is losing right now has nothing to do with his positions that are somewhat Democratic center left on, for example, Israel-Gaza. The reason that he is losing right now is because most Americans perceive the economy to be poor. Most Americans perceive the president to be too old. They perceive Joe Biden to be disconnected. They believe that Joe Biden doesn't have their concerns at heart. For example, MSNBC yesterday reporting that 63% of swing state voters say the United States economy is not so good or poor. Only 36% say that it is excellent or good. Here's MSNBC discussing.
The poll also finds negative perceptions about the economy do remain a problem for the incumbent. 63% of swing state voters say the U.S. economy is in not so good or poor condition, while just 36% say it's in excellent or good condition.
Okay, well, that would be the reason that you're losing. I mean, if you are the incumbent president, and 63% of swing state voters say that the economy is not so good or poor, that's the reason why you're underperforming in the polls. But again, if you are Joe Biden and you have a closed loop echo chamber of people surround you, former Obama staffers, for example, who are very much to the left and who believe in the magic, mythic notion that Barack Obama's 2012 campaign can be replicated, you can get out enough members of the base to overcome deficits with independents, which historically has not been true. Barack Obama is the only outlier, and that was a real outlier election. If you listen to all those people, you're going to swivel to your left, and you're going to skew the data to do it. So, for example, yesterday, CNN's data guru, Harry Enten, he suggested that the Israel-Hamas war is costing Joe Biden votes. The way that he does this is sort of fascinating. So he looks at Democrats who approve of Joe Biden's handling of various issues, including the economy, Russia, Ukraine, foreign policy, gun violence, the U.S.-Mexico border, and the Israel-Hamas war. This is a Quinnipiac University poll. Here is Harry Enten trying to explain.
Look here, the Israel-Hamas war. Look at that approval rating. Less than 50% of Democrats are approving on Joe Biden, on the Israel-Hamas war. And more than that, John, these numbers have gotten significantly worse. So this is Democrats' views of Biden on the Israel-Hamas war. Look back in October of 2023. It was 67%. Look where we are today, 48%. That disapproved number, look at that, jumped up from 28% in October of 2023 to 46% now. This is within the margin of error. Democrats are split on Joe Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. John, you know I look at poll numbers a lot. For a president to be doing this poorly amongst his own party on any issue is quite something to see.
Okay, but there's one problem with this narrative. It's the top of that poll. Only 81% of Democrats approve of Joe Biden on the economy. His best issues are 80% issues among Democrats. That's the reason he is losing. It is not because of the third-tier issue that is Israel-Hamas. That is not the issue for Joe Biden. Harry Enten went on to explain. He said, this is Democrats who are extremely motivated to turn out and vote in November if they like Biden on the Israel-Hamas war. 63% of those Democrats say they're extremely motivated to turn out and vote in November. That's equal to the percentage of Republicans overall who say they're extremely motivated to turn out in November. But if they dislike Joe Biden on the Israel-Hamas war, only 53% of Democrats are extremely motivated to vote in 2024. In other words, if you like Joe Biden's performance on Israel-Hamas, you are more likely to vote for him if you're a Democrat, like go out and vote for him. If you don't like it, you're less likely to go out and vote. Harry Enten then suggests that Joe Biden, if he switched his Israel-Hamas policy, would win those 53% of voters back up to 63 or 73%. There's one problem with this logic. It is backwards. The reason that 53% of voters who don't like Joe Biden's policy on Israel-Hamas, only 53% of those voters who are Democrats are voting, the reason is because wild left progressives are lower propensity voters than moderate left Democrats. You're talking about a young base of largely people of color who have lower voter turnout records. So he's looking at it backwards. What he should be looking at it is low propensity voters think that Joe Biden is too far to the right on Israel. High propensity Democratic voters think that Joe Biden is kind of right on Israel-Hamas. But again, the narrative must be pushed forward. And so you have all of Obama's old buddies out there doing this. Jon Favreau on Pod Save America is suggesting that Joe Biden should cut off aid to Israel. And this is, of course, increasingly the call. He tweeted out, the president doesn't get credit for being privately enraged when he still refuses to use leverage to stop the IDF from killing and starving innocent people. These stories only make him look weak. That was in response to a story saying angry Biden not changing Israel policy after deadly strike on aid workers. So again, the idea that the IDF is purposefully killing and starving innocent people is a lie. But it is a lie that is being promoted by the far left. And Joe Biden, because he is afraid, is listening to all of this. This is why you have Karine Jean-Pierre out there on the White House podium, least talented press secretary of my lifetime, suggesting that Israel should not go into Rafah, which is, of course, the last southern city in Gaza, repository of at least four Hamas battalions, Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas, is probably hiding underground there. One of the reasons, by the way, that Egypt does not want Israel going into Rafah is because there are apparently tunnels from Egypt into Rafah that have been used as gun smuggling routes by terrorists in Egypt. And they're afraid that if Israel goes in there and finds those tunnels, that will implicate Israel-Egypt relations. In any case, here's Karine Jean-Pierre giving military advice to the Israelis out of her vast experience in war.
We believe there has to be alternative ways to deal with Hamas in Gaza, as we're specifically in Rafah. A military operation, we believe, is not the way to move forward. There is a active conversations happening with the Israeli government and obviously our government, and I think that's important.
Well, it's very important, except that they have no actual plan, of course. One of the other people inside the administration is pushing very hard is the actual president of the United States, Jill Biden, the Edith Wilson of our age. You have a senile old president who's barely hanging on by his fingernails. Joe Biden is out there suggesting that actually Joe Biden is winning the election, but she doesn't actually believe that, as we'll talk about in a moment.
How is the campaign going before?
Oh, my gosh, it's going great. I have been traveling every day that I'm not in the classroom. People are excited, and I really feel like, you know, people know the choice this election. They can choose chaos or they can choose you know, steady wisdom experience. So
it's not a part of you that's a little worried because
no,
you seem to be off kilter a little
no,
bit.
No, I feel that Joe will be reelected.
Oh, she's not worried at all. Well, apparently she's worried enough by the left flank that she's been telling Joe Biden, according to the New York Times, that he should literally tell Israel to cease fire now, immediately, with hostages still being held by Hamas. According to the New York Times, one of the strongest voices inside the White House urging to end civilian casualties in Gaza is the person closest to the president, Joe Biden. She's not urging to end civilian casualties in Gaza. She's urging an end to the war in Gaza, which would leave Hamas in place with at least 50 live hostages still in the possession of Hamas. The unaccounted for hostages still number well over 100. At a meeting with Muslim community members at the White House on Tuesday evening, one guest told President Biden his wife had disapproved of him coming to the meeting because of Biden's support for Israel and its war against Hamas. Biden said he understood. The first lady, he said, had been urging him to stop it now, according to an attendee who heard his remarks. Asked about the president's remarks, White House officials on Wednesday said there was no daylight between Mr. Biden and the first lady on the conflict, and the president was just as outraged by the civilian casualties as his wife has been. They also said she was not calling for Israel to end its efforts against Hamas. Yeah, sure. Right. Again, the left of the Biden administration believes that the reason that he is losing is because he is not far enough to the left. Now, they're decided to use as a sort of hook to hang their leftist hat on this horrifying and tragic incident in which seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen, which is run by Chef Jose Andres, were killed in what is best described as a friendly fire incident. It was an incident in which apparently the Israeli Air Force thought that there was a terrorist riding on top of the convoy. They saw an armed man, apparently, according to Haaretz, riding on top of the convoy. That person got off at a particular point. The Israelis thought that the convoy had been taken over by terrorists, and so they struck the convoy, and they were wrong. And they've already apologized, and they've already acknowledged that they were wrong. Now, let me just put this in a little bit of context. Friendly fire incidents in war are extremely common. This is something that Americans really don't have a lot of experience with, because if you don't watch war closely, and if you don't have members of the military in your family, it's almost impossible to think about the horror of being killed by your own side. But the reality is that this sort of stuff happens really a lot. It's always tragic, it's always terrible, and it happens a lot, particularly in situations that are highly populous and in which it is very difficult to tell one side from another. If you look at just the history of friendly fire, during World War II, to take a long ago example, perhaps as many as 56,000 American troops were killed by friendly fire during World War II. That's according to the Rand Institute. During the Iraq War, somewhere between 1 to 2% of American troops killed in Iraq were killed by friendly fire. Right now, because of the very close quarter combat situations in Gaza, at least 30% of all Israelis who are being killed in the Gaza Strip have been killed by friendly fire. And again, this is not rare in the annals of American war. If you go back to 2003, according to PBS, a BBC reporter traveling in a convoy of 8 to 10 cars said it came under attack as it approached an area that was recently captured from Iraqi forces. This BBC reporter said, "I counted 10 or 12 dead bodies around us. There are Americans dead. It was an American plane. It dropped a bomb right beside us. I saw it land about 10 to 12 feet away. Apparently, the attack killed at least 18 Kurdish fighters and injured another 45. That was 2003. Famously, Pat Tillman, who left the NFL to join the Army after 2001, after September 11th, he was killed in a friendly fire incident in Afghanistan. In 2015, for example, the U.S. military mistakenly attacked an actual medical hospital, killing 22 people in Afghanistan. And the United States did an investigation late and then said some words about it, and that was kind of it. During the attempt to go after ISIS in Syria, the United States bombed hospitals in Raqqa. That's according to the Physicians for Human Rights. They pointed out that since the beginning of the conflict, they documented at least 3 attacks against Raqqa's National Hospital. It was the only healthcare facility operating to serve tens of thousands of people remaining in the city, according to PHR. In 2018, there was a friendly fire incident that killed at least 11 people. That was in an attempt to kill members of ISIS. According to Reuters, friendly fire from a U.S.-led coalition fighting Daesh, that's ISIS, killed 10 members of an Iraqi security force and local official in an airstrike west of Baghdad. We have some more on this in just 1 second. First, spring is here. That means spring cleaning, warmer weather, and flowers and leaves starting to bloom. With all the changes happening outside right now, there's no better time than now to start shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind, so if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses while you get back on your feet. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies. Their team of licensed experts is on hand to help talk you through it. Policy Genius has licensed, award-winning agents and technology that make it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It might not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies, which means they don't have an incentive to recommend an insurer over another insurer. Save time and money. Provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com and get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. PolicyGenius.com. Alrighty, coming up, let's talk about friendly fire incidents, which obviously is what happened in this horrifying case of the World Central kitchen convoy being hit by the IDF. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Foundation.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So one of the things that has gone away is basic understanding of how war works and how ugly it is. Now, again, friendly fire incidents are extremely common. Treating friendly fire incidents as anything but a horrifying tragedy is a lie. And the worst lie that you can tell about Allied forces in Iraq or Allied forces in Afghanistan or Israeli forces in Gaza is the lie that they are actively attempting to target people who they are working with. The World Central Kitchen has been working with the Israeli government to get aid into the Gaza Strip. That is why they are there. They've been doing it for 6 months on end. That doesn't mean that the situation is any less horrifying. It's totally horrifying. But it does mean that there is literally zero evidence or logic to support the idea that Israel would purposefully strike a convoy of aid vehicles for literally no reason. To accomplish what exactly? More world condemnation? More moral equivalence between the IDF and Hamas, which literally does attempt to kill aid workers who are not giving them the aid? But that's exactly what Chef Jose Andres did. So he's a big celebrity. So it makes a difference when he says things that are untrue. So here he was yesterday, literally accusing Israel of targeting workers deliberately. Now, again, there's a difference between they saw a truck with the World Central Kitchen logo on the top that they thought was being driven by terrorists or that had been taken by terrorists, and they knew it was World Central Kitchen workers who were not terrorists and decided to kill them willy-nilly for no reason at all. There is no logic behind it. There would be no rationale behind that at all. It would make literally no sense. As you can see from the world condemnation and from the world's bizarre attempts to turn what is obviously a friendly fire incident into deliberate Israeli killing of aid workers who they had greenlit themselves. But here's Chef Jose Andres saying some things here.
What I know is that we were targeted deliberately, nonstop, until everybody was dead in this convoy. That cannot be the role of an army. That cannot be the role of an army that has hundreds of drones above Gaza in any single moment. Humanitarians and civilians should never be paying the consequences of war. This is a basic principle of humanity. At the time, this looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself.
That's disgusting. I'm sorry, it's a disgusting statement. It truly is gross. It's morally gross to suggest that a friendly fire incident is a war against humanity itself. It's an accident and a friendly fire incident. And the attempt to make a moral equivalence between Israel hitting an aid convoy in a case of mistaken identity and Hamas literally holding hostages right this moment on purpose, killing civilians on purpose. You want the humanitarian crisis in Gaza to end? Hamas could surrender right now. Not only is Hamas not surrendering, they're not even negotiating anymore because they believe that they have the world on their side because the world is so eager to declare a moral equivalence between an actual terrorist group and an actual army. But again, I don't think we should be particularly surprised by Chef Andres here. He's a very passionate person. He says things that are uncalibrated about foreign policy literally all the time. Back in 2018, for example, he actually accused the United States of what he called a passive genocide with regard to Hurricane Maria. He said, he was tweeting at somebody who he didn't like, "Don't insult me, son of a smelly, rotten sunchoke. President said only 16 deaths at the time, minimizing the hundreds of American deaths early on, probably thousands by now. Katrina response was slow, but eventually Bush activated a response. Maria is passive genocide of Americans." So he's literally calling the American response to Hurricane Maria back in 2018 a genocide. If you fast forward to 2022, he was accusing Israel of killing children, women, and civilians. He said, "Israel will never be safe for killing children, women, and civilians. Big powers should always show restraint. Bombing cities is no the way. Killing people is never the way. Longer tables and peace is the only way." That's as in 2022, long before this current conflict, suggesting that Israel was targeting children, women, civilians. And then from very early on in the conflict, he was doing much the same thing. He literally called for a ceasefire October 20th. That was like 1 week after Israel started airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. October 7th and October 20th were separated by less than 2 weeks, and he was calling for a ceasefire. Quote, "Thanks, Secretary Blinken, but we need a ceasefire now in order for humanitarian aid to reach all the Palestinians in need." That was October 20th he was calling for a ceasefire. January 6th, he literally denied that Hamas was hijacking aid, which we know is false. We know that Hamas was hijacking aid. He said, "Is not true. They are security guards or Palestinian police providing safety and control of the masses that are starving. If they are Hamas, they will last a second riding in the open top on trucks for hours." So, again, notice the contrast in what he's saying. He is saying here that if they were Hamas, Israel would drone them. And then he's also saying that if Israel accidentally drones a truck, it's because they're on purpose droning the truck. All right, coming up more on Chef Jose Andres' political views. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
So you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local NAPA Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The grand jury is one of the most important volunteer opportunities you can be part of. The deadline is April 12th. Get your application in today. To apply or get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Slow
down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Or by Airtime Media.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Chef Jose Andres understandably is deeply upset, of course, as he would be, as anyone would be, about the tragic death of seven World Central Kitchen members, people who are food aid workers. Israel has apologized. Israel has acknowledged the tragedy. Chef Jose Andres has then suggested publicly that they were deliberately attempting to kill aid workers, which is a lie. So apparently Israel is absolutely perfect at this, according to Chef Jose Andres. Says it's like 12 or more drones looking at them. They will be hit by the IDF. Then, of course, he thanks Mehdi Hassan, who's been a Hamas propagandist during this situation. When Mehdi Hassan was booted from MSNBC for low ratings, he lost his show there. So he put out a statement, thank you, Mehdi, for always giving a voice to the voiceless and speaking truth to power. And then, of course, fast forward to February. This is, you know, a month ago. And he was tweeting out, Secretary Blinken, more needs to be done to stop the deaths and suffering of Palestinian children, of hospitals being bombed. Now, again, that is a lie. Israel was not bombing hospitals indiscriminately. USA can support Israel's right to defend itself. At the same time, USA should be asking Israel to stop targeting civilians and hospitals and tent camps and better a ceasefire. And then at the very end, with the liberation of all hostages. Well, Hamas is not releasing all the hostages, and you're still calling for a ceasefire today. So, again, this is not to rip on Chef Jose Andres when he's in the middle of something that must be horrifying for him. I'm sure he knew all the people who were killed. It is to suggest that this is a person with a particular political bent who's been saying uncalibrated things about Israel's activities while Israel has been actively working with his organization to get aid in. Why does that matter? Because when you lie, when you say things that are untrue about a situation like this, what you are doing is you are handing Hamas a victory. The thing that Hamas wants more than anything right now is for there to be world pressure on Israel to stop before Israel can finish off Hamas and Rafah. It's the thing they want more than anything. And they believe they have it. They believe that they have world opinion on their side now. According to the Times of Israel, Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh said his terror group at war with Israel is sticking to its conditions for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, including a complete Israeli military withdrawal from Gaza. Haniyeh said, quote, we are committed to our demands, a permanent ceasefire, a comprehensive and complete withdrawal of the enemy out of the Gaza Strip, the return of all displaced people to their homes, allowing all aid needed for our people in Gaza, rebuilding the Strip, lifting the blockade, and achieving an honorable prisoner exchange deal. So again, they know that they basically got Israel in a PR bind. And that PR bind is entirely the fault of a foolish media and a foolish West that have decided that after a terrorist group starts a war with a much larger and more powerful power, that it is the job of the larger and more powerful power to be absolutely anodyne in its response. That war will suddenly become not messy. And no matter how much aid Israel lets in, Israel will still be blamed for starvation, despite the fact they're allowing hundreds of trucks into an active war zone. Again, I've never even seen anything like this militarily. You're not talking about a counterinsurgency effort right now. You're talking about an ongoing war. It'd be like the United States in the middle of a battle with the Taliban in 2002, like right at the very beginning, the first 3 weeks of the conflict, and they're trying to get aid in to Kabul. While the Taliban is still in control of Kabul. That's what you're talking about. Israel has tentative military control, but is facing actual firefights every single day, and people are being killed every single day. But the idea is that if Israel doesn't magic MREs into the hands of people, with Hamas attempting to shoot at them, or if Israel makes a mistake while that's happening, then it must be that this war has to stop and Hamas has to remain in power. And this seems to be the prevailing foreign policy idea on nearly all sides at this point. Is that if war is imperfect, war must end. Well, I mean, good luck. If that is the way that Americans are going to think about war or Westerners are going to think about war, we will never win another war. It's just that simple. Because all the incentive structures are then on the side of the people who are willing to fight a dirty war. The dirtier the war, the uglier the war, the more we don't want to be involved in the war. But we're not even involved in the war as Americans. The United States is not directly involved in Israel-Gaza. The United States, on a realpolitik foreign policy level, has an interest in the extirpation of Hamas. That would be good for the United States. It is an Iranian terror proxy arm that threatens American allies in the region. That is also threatening, by the way, to topple the Jordanian regime, which is an American ally in the region. There's a reason that Egypt does not want any of the Palestinians from the Gaza Strip traveling into Egypt. They're afraid they'll destabilize the regime over there the way they destabilized the regime in Lebanon. So it's very much in the United States' realpolitik interest for Israel to be unshackled in its pursuit of Hamas. We're not talking about putting American troops on the ground. Nobody wants American troops on the ground. I don't even want America building a humanitarian aid bridge in the Mediterranean. We shouldn't have American troops anywhere near this area. It's an absurdity that Joe Biden is putting troops in that particular area while simultaneously doing the dirty work of the Iranians. He's literally funding both sides of this war. It's totally insane. You wonder why people disapprove of Joe Biden's position? Because he doesn't have one. He's all over the damn place. But the end result of that is, of course, that America's enemies grow stronger. And Joe Biden has been completely unable in every foreign policy context to explain exactly what he is doing. He's taken halfway positions on every single conflict. He's slow-walked aid to the Ukrainians while claiming that the Ukrainians are going to be able to fight this war ad infinitum with no end, which, again, is a bizarre position for the United States to take. The actual position of the United States should be that the Ukrainians should be funded sufficient to prevent their collapse to the Russians. But because Joe Biden says we are going to do this until quote-unquote victory, where victory is undefined, the American public is not on board. Meanwhile, in a war where the victory aim is very clearly defined, the extirpation of Hamas and restoration of security control in the Gaza Strip, Joe Biden's like, that can't be your goal. I don't know when the West became unaccustomed to defining the goal of victory and then actually achieving it, but we haven't won a war for a very long time in the West, like truly won a war for a super long time in the West. And the reason is twofold. One, we have no stomach for war, and two, we have no stomach for victory. So we won't even define victory, and then we won't do what's necessary in order to achieve victory, or even let our allies do what's necessary in order to achieve victory. That is the current state of play, by the way, in Ukraine. According to Politico, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is making dire warnings. According to Zelensky, unless the stalled multi-billion-dollar package from the United States is soon approved, his forces will have to go back, retreat step by step in small steps. He also warned some major cities could be at risk of falling. Now, obviously, he's saying that because he wants the aid. But apparently, it also happens to be true. According to high-ranking Ukrainian military officers who served under General Valery Zhelezny, the commander-in-chief of Ukraine's armed forces until he was replaced in February, the military picture is grim. Officers said there's a great risk of the front lines collapsing wherever Russian generals decide to focus their offensive. Moreover, thanks to a much greater weight in numbers and the guided aerial bombs that have been smashing Ukrainian positions for weeks now, Russia will likely be able to penetrate the front line and to crash it in some parts. According to one of the top-ranking military sources, there's nothing that can help Ukraine now because there are no serious technologies able to compensate Ukraine for the large mass of troops Russia is likely to hurl at us. We don't have those technology, and the West doesn't have them as well in sufficient numbers. This presumably is one of the reasons why Ukraine is now lowering the age of conscription to 25. So Ukraine has a very weird sort of conscription rule. So they tried to exempt people who were younger, which is sort of the reverse of most conscription efforts. Usually, if you had a draft in the United States, it would start at the age of 18, and you'd largely focus on young men. In Ukraine, it's been focusing on middle-aged people and then gradually drifting down. So it started at the age of 27, and they're moving it down to 25. The change apparently comes as Ukraine's defensive lines come under heavy pressure from massive Russian assaults. Frontline commanders say they're short of personnel and ammunition as a supplemental aid package is stuck in Congress. Ukrainian officers say they're expecting Russia to mount a significant offensive around the start of the summer, which is aimed at expanding the nearly 20% of territory the invading forces already occupy. Zelensky says the military has requested 500,000 more soldiers. Unclear exactly whether they're going to get the 500,000 more soldiers at this point. So I have a question. What exactly is the foreign policy of the United States? Joe Biden has called for increased aid, but he's not making the sort of concessions in the House that would be necessary in order to get that aid. So does he actually want Ukraine to be able to survive in the face of all of this? All he had to do was pass some border control provisions in the Senate, and this thing sails through the House. But it didn't. Meanwhile, the discombobulation on foreign policy is on all sides. Yesterday, Marjorie Taylor Greene speculated that the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, who you remember, was voted in to replace Kevin McCarthy because Kevin McCarthy was apparently too woke or some such nonsense. She is now suggesting that Mike Johnson is being blackmailed because he is supporting a budgetary process that includes aid to Ukraine, aid to Taiwan, aid to Israel. Now, this sort of speculative garbage really is stupid. That is not how legislation works. The reason that the Speaker of the House is going to pass a piece of legislation that Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't like is because there are still these people called Democrats, and they run the Senate, and they are also in the White House. And it is thanks to the unworkability of the Republican majority that Republican majority has been shrinking radically, because it turns out that many principled conservatives in Congress don't want to work in this absolute bleep show that the Republican House has become. But here's Marjorie Taylor Greene implying that Mike Johnson is being blackmailed or bribed or something with Tucker.
But no, Mike Johnson has made a complete departure of who he is and what he stands for. And to the point where people are literally asking, is he blackmailed? What is wrong with him? Because right. He's completely disconnected with what we want.
Do you think he is being blackmailed?
I have no idea. I can't comprehend, Tucker, what radically changes a man. I mean, if we break down the second part of basically an omnibus, let's break that down. He completely changed who he was, funded the FBI, gave him a brand new building, fully funded the Department of Justice that is persecuting everyone on the right and actually targeting our presidential candidate for election this year, literally trying to put him in jail the rest of his life. We don't know who Mike Johnson is anymore, so there's no I can't comprehend it.
Okay, maybe Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House and he has to govern. This sort of conspiratorial nonsense is silly. Not only is it silly, the foreign policy prescriptions that suggest that it would be somehow in America's interest for Ukraine to fall to the Russians, or that it would be in America's interest for Taiwan to be threatened increasingly by China, or that it would be in America's interest for Hamas to be left intact in the Gaza Strip. I just want to know what's America's real policy. The people who say this sort of stuff, they act as though they're being hard-headed about America's interest. I'm wondering, what is America's interest in that? How would it be good for America for Russia to take Ukraine? And when people say, well, we can't afford it. Yes, we can't afford anything. Let's be clear about this. The United States budget is $7 trillion a year. We are currently $34 trillion in debt. Somewhere around 7% of our annual federal budget is spent just on the interest payments. When it comes to foreign aid, which is the thing that people are complaining about when it comes to Ukraine or Israel or Taiwan, that constitutes all foreign aid, all of it. That constitutes under 1% of the federal budget. Now, you can say that you don't like the aid or you think that it's not worth spending. Okay, you have to make the case then as to what the alternative would be. What are the predictable results of that aid not going out? Make the case, seriously. But if the case is we're spending too much money, I would urge you to look at the other 99% of American spending that is actually funding our massive deficit year on year. Again, logic, I think, has left the building. I think right now American politics is a series of thrashings and impulses. That is not going to be good for America midterm or long term. It's not even going to be good for America short term. More on this in just a second. President Joe Biden called on the power of women to help restore Roe versus Wade and abortion on demand during his latest State of the Union address. Well, we remember the 65 million unborn babies whose lives have been sacrificed in the name of abortion. Surely they don't understand the repercussions of a land that takes the blood of the innocent. This should only motivate us to save more unborn babies' lives. Preborn's network of clinics has rescued over 280,000 unborn babies' lives. Every day, their clinics rescue 200 unborn babies. By showing a mom her child on ultrasound, a baby's chance at life could double. Preborn not only offers mothers free ultrasounds, but these mothers are given assistance for up to 2 years. One ultrasound costs just $28. $140 will help rescue 5 babies. Any amount helps. All gifts are tax deductible. Help us fight back by saving the lives of these innocent babies. To donate securely, dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com/Ben. Again, that's preborn.com/Ben. Ultrasounds are, in fact, life-saving. When mom sees her baby on the ultrasound, she's significantly more likely to save that baby's life. Go to preborn.com/Ben. Again, preborn.com/Ben. All right, coming up, Joe Biden, not doing well in the election. Well, there's some good news. He's got some people who want to put Trump in jail. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Linda
5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So it is truly amazing how Joe Biden is losing the election, but there are people out there who are willing to jail his political opponent. Joe Biden is in serious electoral trouble. Again, as we say, so much of what Joe Biden is doing right now is being driven by the fact that his left wing keeps telling him that if he drives further to the left, he's going to win, which is insane. And he should be moving toward the middle. Donald Trump is actually occupying that middle space in American politics right now. So the Democrats have a plan, which is to put him in jail. According to Axios, a Manhattan judge on Wednesday denied former President Trump's attempt to delay the start of his New York hush money trial. The presumptive GOP presidential nominee had asked to delay the trial set for April 15th until the Supreme Court rules on his presidential immunity claims. Judge Juan Merchan wrote in his Wednesday decision that Trump had myriad opportunities to raise the claim of presidential immunity well before March 7th, 2024. The defendant's motion was denied in its entirety as untimely, according to the judge. He faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. That's because every single payment that Michael Cohen made to Stormy Daniels, they're counting as a separate count. This is the weakest of the indictments against him, but hell, it's in New York, so they might convict him anyway. And then presumably the judge would throw the book at him, because whichever judge throws the book at Donald Trump gets a nice fat book deal. He has to be on the TVs. Because that's the way our criminal justice system works if the opposing party is apparently in the dock. Meanwhile, the special counsel, Jack Smith, who is running two separate trials against Donald Trump. He's running the trial against Donald Trump in Florida over classified documents mishandling. He's also running the January 6th trial up in Washington, D.C. Right now, he's spending his days attacking the judge in the classified documents case. According to the Washington Post, special counsel Jack Smith warned the judge overseeing Donald Trump's classified documents case, she is pursuing a legal premise that is wrong and said he would probably appeal to a higher court if she rules a federal records law can protect the former president from prosecution. In a late-night filing on Tuesday, Smith's office pushed back hard against an unusual instruction from U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon. one that veteran national security lawyers and former judges have said badly misinterprets the Presidential Records Act and laws related to classified documents. Last month, Cannon ordered defense lawyers and prosecutors in the case to submit hypothetical jury instructions based on two different and very much contested readings of the Presidential Records Act. In response, Smith said Cannon was pursuing, quote, a fundamentally flawed legal premise that the law somehow overrides Section 793 of the Espionage Act, which is the mishandling of classified documentations. He said that legal premise is wrong. A jury instruction for Section 793 that reflects that premise would distort the trial. He said the Presidential Records Act should not play any role in the trial at all. This is an unusual filing because he's seeking a direct confrontation with the judge. How Cannon responds is going to be quite interesting. So you now have Jack Smith at war with the judge in the Trump special counsel case. And again, if she's wrong, presumably she will be overruled on appeal. There's some talk about the possibility that she is removed from the case. Now, is that actually going to happen? I see very little evidence she's going to be removed from that case. Suffice it to say that Donald Trump's legal docket is going to be very much filled all the way up until the election. And in some ways, that actually helps him. Because let's face it, covering these legal trials is super boring. It's really, really boring. Everyone already has an opinion on whether Donald Trump should go to jail or not. Very little of that is based on the legal issues at play in these cases. People who hate Trump want him in jail. People who like Trump want to be president. That's kind of the way that this works. With that said, if everything Trump-related from now until the election is just legal headlines, and everything Joe Biden-related is the world is on fire, then Joe Biden has a very serious problem on his hands. Meanwhile, speaking of the world being on fire, the situation in New York continues to be a complete disaster area. Yesterday, six migrant squatters in New York were actually released without bail after they were arrested for drug and gun violations. This is according to Fox News.
Eight were arrested on those drug and gun charges, but six were released on bail, including D'Souza Villalta, who at one point had an attempted murder charge here in New York. Now, police say not only did they find four guns, they found a ghost gun inside of that basement apartment. They found two bags of ketamine and cocaine inside of there. So ultimately, this is what we have, eight migrant squatters who were arrested on gun and drug charges. Six of them were released on without bail, and now three that have been arrested by ICE removal officers right in front of our cameras.
Okay, so some are being arrested, some are being released without bail. They'll be released without bail locally, arrested by ICE, may be deported. And all of this is incredibly weak tea. I mean, the fact is that the left-wing jurisdictions like New York have decided to go soft on crime, and then simultaneously they're complaining about it. So here's New York Mayor Eric Adams, who was really elected to fight crime. He was elected in the aftermath of terrible communist mayor Bill de Blasio, who blew up the crime rate in New York City. And he was elected largely because he was seen as a pro-police force. And here he was saying pro-police words, but have the policies changed all that much in New York City?
We know the biggest challenge that we are facing, I say over and over again, is three areas. Recidivism, recidivism, recidivism. There are too many bad people who are doing bad things to good people of this city. And they believe they have the right to do that. A small number of people are committing a large number of crimes.
Well, yes, that's why you should keep them in jail for prolonged periods of time. This is not particularly tough. It turns out that jail is an amazing place to keep criminals. And the longer you keep them there, the fewer of them are out to commit more crimes. But the left has decided that jails are essentially bad. And so we have to just let people out without bail, give people short sentences, let them out as fast as humanly possible. And then we are surprised when, again, the crime rates increase. And meanwhile, when it comes to the economy, again, most Americans do not like the state of the economy. Jerome Powell is trying to happy talk this thing. He is suggesting that the Federal Reserve is still going to cut rates this year. He's saying that sort of stuff because every time he says that the Federal Reserve is not going to cut rates this year, the stock market takes a dump. According to the Wall Street Journal, stronger than anticipated economic activity this year has not changed the Federal Reserve's broad expectations that declining inflation will allow for interest rate cuts this year. Powell pointed to signs that labor market conditions are less tight than they have been in recent years, a view that has eased concerns paychecks and prices might rise in tandem. However, signs of firmer than expected inflation in January and February have actually created a bit of a conundrum. Apparently, Powell said it hasn't shaken the Fed's stance that price growth will continue to slow down despite some bumps. He said the recent data do not materially change the overall picture, which continues to be one of solid growth, a strong but rebalancing labor market, and inflation moving down to 2% on a sometimes bumpy path. Now, here's the thing. The economy can, in fact, be getting better. Inflation can, in fact, be improving quarter on quarter. Still, the inflation that happened is embedded in the price structure. So if you've had wage gains in the past couple of quarters, after tremendous wage erosion for the past 3 years, that's not going to make up for it. It's like having your paycheck slashed every month for 3 years. And then you got a little bit of a raise the last 2 months, and everyone's like, well, you should be happy now you're getting a raise. That's not the way any of this works. Americans' perceptions of the economy are baked in by 3 years of failing economic policy from the Biden administration. Again, that is the real reason why Joe Biden is having a very tough time in this election. It is not because he's not taking a left-wing enough position on any of this sort of stuff. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. America's employers delivered another outpouring of jobs in March, adding 303,000 workers to the payrolls. Last month's job growth was up from a revised 270,000 in February and far above the 200,000 economists had forecast. But Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antonio tells Salem Radio Network the gains were part-time.
We continue hemorrhaging full-time jobs. On net, we're actually losing full-time jobs. We lost several thousand last month. We gained almost 700,000 part-time jobs.
Antonio says while the percentage of the labor force participation rate inched up to 62.7%, it's still well below pre-COVID rates.
We're 4 years removed from the onset of the pandemic at this point, and we still haven't even returned to the labor force participation rate we had at the beginning of 2020.
The worlds of politics and media emerged on Friday as the Salem Media Group, parent company of Town Hall News, announced House Speaker Mike Johnson will appear on the new weekly broadcast titled This Week on the Hill. The program will be co-hosted by Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council in Washington. Tom Tradup, our vice president of news, will serve as executive producer.
Under our Constitution, as Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson is just two heartbeats in the line of succession to become president of the United States. We're honored to have Speaker Johnson joining us at Salem to regularly share his views and perspective on the critical issues facing America.
The in-depth look at decision-making in Congress will premiere nationally Saturday, April the 13th. Clouds could obscure views of Monday's total solar eclipse in parts of North America. There is still plenty of time for forecast to change, but meteorologists predicting a storm front could bring clouds to many locations. Townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles. But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, you betrayed me. Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
The World Food Program that says it's completed its first delivery of aid to the Darfur region in Sudan since last February. The BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher has the latest.
WFP said two large convoys entered Darfur from Chad in late March after lengthy negotiations with the Sudanese authorities to reopen the routes. They carried enough to feed 250,000 people, but it's not clear when the next round of aid can travel this way. The UN agency warned that without a constant flow of supplies through all humanitarian corridors, Sudan could see unprecedented levels of starvation and malnutrition. A number of trucks were also able to reach the area from Port Sudan, the first aid delivery transported across conflict lines in 6 months.
2 weeks after Hong Kong introduced a new national security law, life in the city appears unchanged. A 2020 security law drew thousands of protesters to the streets when it was first enacted. Or at townhall.com. From the medical front, Johnson & Johnson says it's bolstering its medical device division.
Johnson & Johnson is pumping more money into medical technology for coronary care. The healthcare giant says it's spending roughly $13 billion, or $335 per share, in a deal to acquire Shockwave Medical. The California-based company specializes in innovative intravascular lithotripsy, or IVL. That's using sound waves to dissolve calcium buildup in coronary and peripheral arteries. Along with stents, it can improve blood flow. Last year, J&J bought Massachusetts-based Abiomed, which makes surgically implanted heart pumps, as part of the company's new focus after splitting off its consumer health division, known for products like Tylenol Band-Aids and Neutrogena. I'm Jennifer King.
Shockwave Medical closed up $6.35 Friday to $326.34. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, after a new law was passed in Michigan this week, commercial surrogacy is now legal everywhere in the United States, even as it's banned in many other countries. We'll talk about commercial surrogacy and why it is the most dehumanizing practice this side of slavery. Also, conservatives celebrate the Daily Show host for criticizing DEI. That's because they didn't actually listen to his criticism. And Secretary of State Anthony Blinken wants to accept Ukraine into NATO, which will bring about a world war and the deaths of millions of people. In their daily cancellation, a major news publication has figured out which group is the most affected by climate change, and it's a very oddly specific group. We'll talk about all that and more today on The Matt Walsh Show. You know, it's not easy to find examples of practices that are legal everywhere in the United States, but also banned in Canada and most of Europe on moral grounds. Usually it works the other way around. Canada doesn't place any restrictions whatsoever on abortion, for example. The government will actually pay its citizens to kill their children at any point in the mother's pregnancy. But in the U.S., in many states at least, there are some limits on that kind of barbarism. Meanwhile, in Europe, as I discussed yesterday, and in Canada, there's an extremely permissive attitude toward euthanasia. It's easy for young adults to get their doctors to kill them in, say, the Netherlands, even when they don't have any kind of terminal illness. But in the U.S., killing patients for no reason is still frowned upon most of the time by most major medical associations, for now, anyway. So in general, we are more restrictive when it comes to most immoral and unethical medical procedures, with some glaring exceptions. And Canada and Europe take the opposite approach most of the time. But there's a few glaring exceptions to that rule, and here's one. It concerns commercial surrogacy, or the act of paying a woman to carry someone else's baby, usually via in vitro fertilization. And this is distinct from so-called altruistic surrogacy, where there's no profit motive, yet still nearly as many ethical problems with the altruistic variety, despite the name. Commercial surrogacy is legally equated with human trafficking by the EU, because it provides significant financial incentives for women to rent out their bodies to strangers. So they ban it, and the same is true in Canada. But it's not true in the U.S. This week, the state of Michigan says that it became the last state in the union to decriminalize commercial surrogacy. In other words, in all 50 states, you can now rent a woman's body and use it to carry your child without suffering any criminal penalties for it. That seems like it can't possibly be true, but it is, according to Michigan's governor anyway. Her office put out a statement saying that Michigan had been, quote, the only state in the nation to criminalize surrogacy contracts. And to be clear, there are still several states that say they won't enforce commercial surrogacy agreements, but broad criminal bans don't apply, as far as I can tell. And that's extremely good news for the surrogacy industry, which is worth around $14 billion as of 2022. In 10 years, a little more than 10 years, by 2033, analysts expect that the surrogacy industry will explode in value to $129 billion, an increase of about 900% in just a decade. Now, for perspective, the global weight loss market, which is obviously gigantic, no pun intended, is valued around $140 billion. So we're talking about surrogacy being roughly as big as the weight loss industry in just a few years' time. So you'll be seeing surrogacy ads as often as you see Ozempic commercials. Now, there are all kinds of reasons why the industry is doing so well. One of them is that infertility is on the rise. Roughly 1 in 10 men and women who are at childbearing age are infertile in this country. In the 1950s, worldwide, each woman had an average of 5 children. That number is now down to 2 children, and it's falling further. I've outlined some of the reasons for the infertility crisis in the past. Suffice it to say, it's something that most powerful left-wing activist groups in the country, including Planned Parenthood, have been hoping to achieve for quite some time explicitly. They explicitly want to depopulate the earth, so they welcome the fact that sperm counts, for example, have dropped 38% in a decade. They're happy to see more women killing their children, more men removed from the gene pool. But the problem here is bigger than infertility, because surrogacy is not an appropriate or moral or justifiable response to infertility in any event. Surrogacy, especially commercial surrogacy, is arguably the most direct form of human commodification this side of slavery. It is the purchasing and renting of human bodies, organs, and body parts. And that's true regardless of your motivation for doing it. And we don't allow that kind of transaction in almost any other context. Federal law prohibits you from, like, selling your organs on eBay. You can't do that. Virtually every jurisdiction in this country outlaws prostitution. People are not chattel, and we generally recognize that. But in this one case, it's allowed, because otherwise we're told that infertile couples and gay men wouldn't be able to have children. Therefore, it's worth the sacrifice of human embryos. It's worth turning a handful of poor countries like Georgia and Ukraine into surrogacy hubs. The women in those countries, you know, are selling their bodies for rent to foreigners who are looking for a lower rate compared to what they find in the United States. Because, you know, when you're looking to rent a woman's body, you shop around for the best deal you can find. And a lot of couples, particularly gay couples, are taking advantage of those discount offers. They might remember that during the gay marriage debate, we heard the familiar line that two consenting adults should be able to do whatever they want. You know, they're not hurting anyone. But that was never true, and it was always obvious that it was never true, but surrogacy now makes that extremely clear. Surrogacy deprives children of their mothers. It robs them of a connection that is hardwired from birth, a connection that is necessary. No matter how much propaganda you force on children, no matter how many times they hear the lie that having two fathers is completely normal and natural, they know it's not true. No matter how often we insist that, well, you can replace a mom with another man. A dad and a dad is the same thing as a mom and a dad. It's the same deal. No matter how often we lie about that, it is not true. There's a video circulating online right now that makes this point tragically clear. It's footage of a surrogate mother wishing her child a happy birthday. And this is a mother who apparently sold her eggs a few years ago to a couple of gay guys and only sees her daughter through an occasional video call. And here's one of those calls. Watch.
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and so does Malik. He says happy birthday also. I hope you had a wonderful 4th birthday. I really love looking at all your pictures on Instagram, and you're growing up to be such a beautiful and creative, sparkling light. And I know your daddies love you so much. So happy birthday, baby girl, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
I love you, Blaine.
What did you say? Okay, you can say that to her. What do you want to say?
I love you, Mary, and thank you.
Now, as a parent, I have to say that that clip angers me at the deepest levels of my soul. I mean, because the thought of my own children being deprived of their mother is horrifying. You know, for a child to lose his mother would be losing a part of himself. It's like losing a limb, but worse. And yet this is done to children intentionally. And all for the sake of satisfying the wishes of gay couples. That clip, by the way, is from Surrogacy Concern, which is a group in the UK that opposes surrogacy. And as I said earlier, in the UK, commercial surrogacy isn't generally allowed. Contracts for commercial surrogacy aren't enforceable for the most part, but they still allow so-called altruistic surrogacy, where surrogates don't accept any payment outside of the expenses that are incurred during the pregnancy. But as you can see from the video, this model isn't much of an improvement over the commercial model. Altruistic surrogacy isn't remotely altruistic when you consider its impact on both the child and the mother. It's devastating and painful for the mother in ways that she must vividly understand. And it's devastating and painful for the child in ways that she cannot yet fully understand, but one day she will. And yet somehow it's likely that things are only going to get more and more deranged and dehumanizing from here as we continue to divorce human reproduction from its natural context. The ultimate dream, of course, for many on the left is to one day make men into surrogates via implanted uteruses. Now, I don't know if this will ever be scientifically possible. It's not even close to scientifically possible right now. I doubt that it will ever be, as sustaining a pregnancy requires a lot more than just a uterus after all, but I do know what some trans activists plan to do with that power should they ever be granted it. So here's one video which was surfaced recently by Robbie Starbuck that gives you an idea. Watch.
The first trans woman to have a successful uterus transplant, ovaries and eggs included, and I want to be the first trans woman to have an abortion. I will let a doctor who has successfully transplanted a uterine complex before cut the organs out of a willing, healthy, transmasculine donor, place them in my body. I will devote myself heart and soul to their aftercare. I will have as much gay sex as it takes with as many trans women as it takes, and let the transphobes and homophobes scratch their head wondering what to make of it. And I want to be the first trans woman to have an abortion.
So he's grinning about killing a child and is quite excited about the possibility. And for the same reason that Leah Thomas grins while beating female swimmers and depriving them of their rightful accolades and opportunities, although this is a much darker version of it, obviously. But the reason is the same, which is that that he ascribes to an ideology of extreme pathological narcissism. It's reminiscent of the video of that WPATH expert that we played talking about turning people's genitals into abstract art. Above anything, everything else, these people cannot tolerate being told no. They simply have to believe that they can do anything that they want, that they can be the victors, the champions over human biology. In that sense, the underlying ideas behind trans ideology and commercial surrogacy aren't that distinct. They're both premised on the idea that human beings can be and should be gods. They think people can invent their own genders just as easily as they can invent new ways for two men to have a child, quote unquote. But humans don't have the power to create new genders. Two men don't have the power to create a child and never will. No one has the authority to end an innocent human life. The commercial surrogacy industry, like so many other movements we've been told to accept over the past decade, is yet another step towards a dystopia that embraces delusions instead of rejecting them. And as we've seen before, if this is allowed to continue, many children will be irreparably damaged by it, if not killed. They'll be forced to suffer in order to appease narcissists and psychopaths. And as with the trans movement, women, the very people who are supposedly empowered by this approach, will again be the collateral damage. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Yo. 1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. I care deeply about creating a world we can all fully participate in, free from stigma, misperceptions, and barriers. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Rooted in communities nationwide, Easter Seals helps empower millions of people, regardless of age or disability, through its life-changing services and powerful advocacy. Today and every day, Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to health care, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Fellow Americans, former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. Market instability and soaring debt have put your retirement at risk. For protection, I recommend diversifying into physical gold from Advantage Gold, a 5-star rated gold company I've used for years. Their customer service is unmatched. Call 800-741-GOLD now and say Jason Hansen sent you and get a free 2024 gold investing kit. Again, call 800-741-GOLD.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show.
Okay, I want to begin here and spend a little bit of time on this because The Daily Show did a segment on DEI this week. The host was Charlemagne the God because I don't know if he's – it seems like The Daily Show has 340 hosts now. I'm not sure what's going on. Also, as a side note, I don't know how this guy gets away with calling himself the God, and we all just go along with it. And it's, even when there's articles written about him, that name is – it's like used like that's his proper Christian name. Now, I'm generally opposed to people giving themselves nicknames at all. I don't think that's the way nicknames should work. But you can't deify yourself with your nickname, or at least you shouldn't be able to. So anyway, Charlemagne, we'll just stick with the first part of the name, was hosting, and he was talking about DEI and criticizing it. So he's criticizing DEI. And, of course, as you would expect, because a guy on the left was criticizing something that people on the right also don't like, many conservatives applauded this segment, shared the clips, celebrated Charlemagne for speaking out. You've maybe seen this clip being shared around and you've seen it on social media. And if you have seen it, it's probably because a conservative was retweeting it or reposting it and with an amen and smiley emojis and everything else, because supposedly we agree with the point that he's making. Now, Charlemagne does say that DEI is, quote, mostly garbage. And that's the quote that conservatives are repeating and applauding. But here's where I must once again remind my conservative friends that just because somebody on the left says one single sentence, not even a whole sentence, because the rest of the sentence, you know, the full sentence is DEI is well-intentioned, but mostly garbage. The first part of that sentence is completely wrong. We'll get to that in a moment. It's not well-intentioned. So he didn't even say a full sentence we agree with. He said one part of a sentence taken in isolation we agree with. But just because that happens, just because there is a sentence or a phrase that somebody on the left says that we think we agree with, that doesn't mean we should automatically applaud them and celebrate them. In fact, it doesn't even mean that we actually agree with the argument they're making. Just because there's one sentence in the argument that you agree with, it doesn't mean that you actually agree with the whole argument that he's actually making. Because somebody can say one sentence that you agree with in isolation, even in the context of an argument that you very much disagree with. But you have to actually listen to the whole context and then use your head also, which is something that conservatives maybe should start doing more often. So let's do that. Let's listen to some of this segment where the guy hosting The Daily Show, a liberal guy, is criticizing DEI. But why? Why is he criticizing it? What is his criticism of it exactly? Let's find out.
The truth about DEI is that although it's well-intentioned, it's mostly garbage. Okay? It's kind of like the Black Little Mermaid. Just because racists hate it doesn't mean it's good. And you know I'm right, because every one of you has sat through one of those diversity training sessions and thought, this is bull. And it's not just you. Over 900 studies have shown that DEI programs don't make the workplace better for minorities. In fact, it can actually make things worse because of the backlash effect. The biggest failure of DEI is that the number of black people in power at big companies is basically the same as it was 5 years ago. In fact, maybe the only thing that DEI has accomplished is giving racist white people cover to be openly racist. And honestly, I'm not surprised these programs didn't work. And here's why. It's just corporate PR. They want good vibes. And also, they want to cover their ass. Okay? Did you know that if a company gets sued for civil rights violations, just having a DEI program will be counted as evidence in their favor, even if the program doesn't do okay? It's the I have a black friend of the legal system. Right? We don't need corporate DEI. Yes, we want diversity and equity and inclusion. Real DEI is only going to come from black leadership. I don't know how to do it because I'm not a black leader. But I do know how to tell if it's working. Just keep an eye on right-wing media. The more they're freaking out, the more progress we're making.
Okay, so let's review. Putting aside the fact that this guy's comedic rhythm is totally off, so he needs to work on that. Let's review the argument that Charlemagne is making. While the right claps like trained seals at SeaWorld, what is he actually saying? Well, you've got a bunch of conservatives posting this clip and saying, "Oh, he makes some great points. Listen to him. He'll be voting for Donald Trump in no time." Okay, first of all, he says repeatedly that the right-wing critics of DEI are racists. And this is even more clear in the five-minute full segment. The whole segment's 5 minutes. Obviously, we're not going to play a five-minute segment. But he makes it very clear. In fact, he plays clips of conservative media figures talking about the problems with DEI, and he labels them all racist. Okay, so he specifically and repeatedly says that the reason conservatives criticize DEI is that they're all racist. And yet many conservatives, despite being called racist by this guy in that segment, still are sharing the segment and applauding it. So he's saying, you guys are a bunch of racist honkies. And they go, oh, wow, man, this liberal fella, you know, he's got a point. He makes a great point about how I'm a racist. It's pathetic. And what is the actual criticism of DEI that he's making? Is he criticizing the idea? Is he criticizing the concept? Is he criticizing the goal of DEI? No, not at all. In fact, he says that it's well-intentioned. He says we need DEI. He thinks we need it. His exact words. We need DEI. We need real DEI. Okay? So this is what he's doing. It's like the communism thing. Well, real DEI has never been tried. That is his whole argument. Is that, yeah, it's not working, but we need real. This is fake DEI. We need the real stuff. That's what he's saying. Okay, his only problem with corporate DEI is that it has not effectively achieved the goal in his mind of enforcing diversity and inclusion. He's not saying that we shouldn't try to enforce diversity and inclusion. He's saying we need to do it more effectively and that this is not doing that. This is not accomplishing that. He uses an example of a corporation, you know, DEI, that where all the leaders are still white men or white people. That's his point. Well, yeah, they have DEI, but these companies are still mostly run by white people. And so what's the solution? It's to have DEI in companies that are run by black people. It's to kick more of the white people out, replace them with black people, and then have DEI. That's what he's saying. That is the opposite of the point that we are making about DEI. He is making the opposite point of view. So if you're on the right and you have shared this clip, okay, and because you think he agrees with you, no, he's making the opposite point. It's not even just slightly different from your point. It is the opposite of your point. And in so doing, he's even calling you a racist. So he's saying you're totally wrong on this issue and you're a racist. So he disagrees with you absolutely and fundamentally on this issue. There is nothing here for us to applaud. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Virginia.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text CONSULT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text CONSULT to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text CONSULT to 200-300. Text the word CONSULT to 200-300. CONSULT to 200-300.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. This is like, it's like if somebody carjacks you and then his friend yells at the guy for carjacking you because he says that he should have stole your wallet also. That's why he's mad that, yeah, well, you carjacked, why did you take his wallet? You kicked him out of the car and didn't take his wallet? What's wrong with you? And then it's like if you listen to that and say, yeah, exactly. See, he gets it. He's defending me. No, you moron. You damned idiot. He's not he hates you more than the other guy. He wants to see something worse happen to you. Just to make this as kind of broad as and clear as possible. There's a bad thing that has happened. You want the bad thing to stop happening. He wants the bad thing to stop happening in order to be replaced by something worse. So that you're not on the same side. Okay, again, you're not even sort of on the same side. You could not be on more opposite sides of this particular issue. But that does require, I mean, it just requires an ability. First of all, it requires taking fight. If you're going to, I'm so tired of people doing that. And I don't want to hear the excuses for anybody that posts this clip. Well, I didn't know. I didn't realize. It's 5 minutes long. I mean, just listen to it. Or you don't have to share it. You don't have to react. You can just say nothing about it. Just because people are talking about a clip doesn't mean you have to say something about it. No one cares what your opinion is anyway. But if you feel like you have to say something, watch it first. And watch it and also listen. Don't just watch. Listen with your ears. Those are the things you're supposed to listen to things with. And it becomes very clear. So, and I know that we love the idea. We love the idea of the, the reasonable liberal, guy, especially if the reasonable liberal is not white. We love that. We love that. We love the concept. We love the idea. We love the, we love the story of the reasonable liberal, the reasonable, not white liberal in particular, who, is coming to our defense and all. We love it. We love that. The only problem is that almost every time that is a fiction. Okay. Almost every time, almost all the reasonable liberals out there, that is a fiction. It's a story that we are telling ourselves. It's not true. And very often what those reasonable liberals are doing is that they are at best or at worst, they're looking to repackage something. So the reasonable part of it, they're reasonable at all. It's they at least realize that, okay, this, we've got this left wing agenda item. And they're saying to themselves, our side is trying to push it through. It's not working. And so most of the time, the reasonable liberal, he's reasonable because he at least realizes that the thing isn't working, that it's not achieving the goal that they want to achieve. But he's not saying that we should get rid of it. He's saying, let's think about, this is not a smart strategy. We got to think of a better way to do this. So those dummies over there don't realize, because those racist dummies over there, they're on to us. Those racist, troglodytes over there, they know what we're doing. And so we need to figure out a better way to go about this. That's 99% of the reasonable liberals that we hear about all the time. That is what they're doing. That is their goal. They do not fundamentally disagree with the left on pretty much anything. Report from the Post-Millennial. On Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told reporters that Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Quote, Ukraine, the determination of every country represented here at NATO remains rock solid. We'll do everything we can. Allies will do everything that they can to ensure that Ukraine has what it needs to continue to deal with Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine, an aggression that gets worse with every passing day. Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose of the summit is to help build a bridge to that membership and to create a clear path for Ukraine moving forward. So that's what Anthony Blinken said. Article 5 of NATO's treaty states that an armed attack against one or more NATO members in Europe or North America shall be considered an attack against them all. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned in February that NATO countries must, in the end, understand that all this truly threatens a conflict with the use of nuclear weapons and therefore the destruction of civilization. Okay, well, this is obviously total lunacy. The United States needs to leave NATO if Ukraine joins. We should leave NATO anyway. And this situation shows exactly why. Because this is psychotic. I mean, this is like supervillain levels of evil. Our government is run by people who would risk or directly bring about the deaths of millions of people, millions of Americans, for no reason, for no good reason anyway, for the sake of Ukraine, for the sake of some foreign corrupt government. I can't put into words how much I detest these people. To even talk about this right now is madness. To talk about it at all is madness. The whole thing. And of course, none of these people can explain how any of this is in our interest. How do we benefit by having Ukraine in NATO? How do we benefit by going to war, getting into a ground war with a nuclear power over Ukraine? Why should we care about Ukraine at all? I've been asking this since this latest conflict began. Still have not gotten an answer. Many others have been asking the same thing, of course. Why should we care? Why should it matter to us? So when you tell me, oh, Ukraine's invaded, it's a... Okay, I hear that, but why should I care? What has it to do with me? As an American citizen, as a father, a husband, all the things I have to worry about every day, any of us have to worry about, why in the hell should Ukraine make that list? Can anyone explain? Nobody can. And by the way, who's going to fight this war? You know, who's going to fight your war for Ukraine? Who fights it? There's already a military recruitment crisis in this country. What happens when joining the military means going over to die in a battle over some bull country that nobody in this country really cares about? And I don't care how many Ukraines in bio, you know, how many bios have Ukraine flags in it. Doesn't matter. No one in this country really cares about Ukraine. And yeah, I get it. Going overseas to die for some country nobody cares about, like, it wouldn't be the first time, obviously, but at least with the pointless wars in the Middle East that, we suffered through for the first two decades of the century, there was at least the claim that we were defending ourselves against terrorism or whatever. It wasn't true, but there was the claim. Okay. In this case, they aren't even making that claim. When you ask them, why should we do anything? Why should we lift a finger to help Ukraine? They don't even really, sometimes they might try to make some really tortured argument about how it's in the best interest of our national security or whatever. But most of the time, they don't even say that. They just say that, oh, Ukraine should be free. The poor Ukrainians need our help. We should be nice to them. Who's signing up for that? Well, nobody is, and that's the point. And that's why they still have the conscription button that they can push. And if this Ukraine stuff leads to a war, which means a world war, we will see the reinstatement of the draft. I mean, it's guaranteed because it's the only way they'll be able to get people to fight. And I'll tell you this right now. If any or all of my four sons are 18 or over at that point, that's when I tap out. Like that's when we tap out. That's when I'm done with America. Goodbye. My sons aren't going to die on foreign soil at the behest of these damn psychopaths for the sake of some foreign government, some conflict that they have nothing to do with. Not happening. It's just not going to happen. And I'm packing up my family and we're moving somewhere. I mean, a world war, it's kind of hard to find somewhere to go that we would be safe from it. But I don't know, some island in the Pacific somewhere, anywhere. You know, my oldest son and I, we've always talked about wanting to go explore the Amazon together. And my wife, by the way, loves this plan that I've hatched. And maybe we all go to that. Maybe we move into the jungle. I don't know. Because you know what? I'd rather die there than have my children die for Ukraine. Or any other foreign country, honestly. It's just, that's it. And I'll tell you something else. I'm not the only one who feels that way. Tried conscripting people's children for this. It's not going to end well. And in the meanwhile, like I said, they haven't even bothered. This is how little respect they have for us. So they haven't even bothered. It's one thing, you know, I hate it when obviously politicians lie to us. But at least when they lie to us, and there are plenty of lies being told about Ukraine, but at least when they lie to us, there's a certain amount of respect that they feel like they have to, right? Because they're worried to some extent about us finding out the truth. It's even worse when they don't even bother to lie in some ways. And so that's the thing with Ukraine shipping. We've shipped, of course, billions and millions of dollars over there already. It's like they haven't even come up with a compelling lie to explain to us. Like, oh, no, in order for you to be safe and for your family to be safe, we have to do this. Maybe eventually they'll come up with that lie, but they haven't yet. Instead, it's all just, yeah, it's for their sake. We're doing it for the Ukrainians. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care about Ukraine at all. I said this from the beginning. If Ukraine as a country ceased to exist tomorrow, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't lose an ounce of a second of sleep over it. I'd sleep like a baby. I'd be perfectly fine. I don't care if Ukraine exists or not. Why should I? I wouldn't even notice. Okay, that's the thing. You take the information age, we all know everything, but take that out of it. If it wasn't for the internet and the media obsessing over it, if Ukraine just like was invaded by Russia and ceased to exist as a country, you'd live your whole life and never know it. You would never know that it happened because it has zero impact on you. And anyone who says that, well, that's cruel. That's how could you not care? But, you've got countries all over the world being invaded constantly, fighting over borders and stuff. Countries, you know, ceasing to exist. Countries coming into existence. You don't care about any of that. You don't care about any of it. If you're a mainstream media consumer, you only care when the media comes along and says, all those conflicts and everything, people dying and all these terrible things happening all over the globe every single day. You don't care about any of it. You don't think about any of it. You never stop for a second to consider any of it at all. Well, here's one little example. Here's one conflict happening across this entire violent globe of ours that you should care about. This one here. If you pretend to care at all, it's only when the media does that. At least I have the honest. At least I can be honest about it and say I just don't. I don't care. I can't. We are not capable of caring deeply about every single thing that happens in the entire world. We are, as much as we might want to be, we are not gods. Okay? We are not omniscient. We are not capable of infinite mercy, and knowing everything and caring deeply about everything that happens all the time. We're human beings. We have a sort of a limited scope of influence. You know, we have our little corners of existence, and that's where our focus is supposed to be. You can't do anything about most of what is happening all across the world, and there's no point in caring that much about it, frankly. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Loss of sight won't blind our vision.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Fellow Americans, former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. Market instability and soaring debt have put your retirement at risk. For protection, I recommend diversifying into physical gold from Advantage Gold, a 5-star rated gold company I've used for years. Their customer service is unmatched. Call 800-741-GOLD now and say Jason Hansen sent you and get a free 2024 gold investing kit. Again, call 800-741-GOLD.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. You know, one of the fun things about being a left-wing journalist, it seems, is that you get to play Mad Libs every day. In fact, your whole career is one giant game of Mad Libs. What was once a fun, silly game for children is now your entire profession. And that's how we end up with headlines like this one from The Independent. And this headline, it is, I assure you, completely real. It seems so much like a parody that I had to verify it like 3 times to make sure that I'm not accidentally dedicating a daily cancellation segment to a Babylon Bee satire. But this is no parody.
at least not an intentional one. So here it is. How climate change is hitting vulnerable Indonesian trans sex workers. Now, I assumed that they generate these headlines through a Mad Lib style game of fill in the blanks, but now that I read it again, I'm wondering if this is more of a sort of a throwing darts at a dartboard situation. So I'm imagining three different dartboards, and one has a selection of cataclysmic existential threats, you know, climate change, racism, income inequality, Donald Trump, etc. The other has the magical protected groups, black people, fat people, trans people, women, migrants, disabled people, and so on. And then there's one more dartboard, an optional third category to spice things up a bit, with an array of special professions, like teachers, journalists, prostitutes, Hollywood actors, and then a number of even more, maybe like specific, very specific and sort of smaller job categories. So you throw a dart at each board, and you see where it lands, and then you have your article. And you can even throw multiple darts at each board to make it more sort of a niche. And the options are endless, you know? How racism is impacting gay black DoorDash drivers. How Donald Trump is causing income inequality among disabled migrant teachers. How fat phobia is traumatizing bisexual women in Hollywood. You know, the combinations are nearly endless. And this time around, darts landed on climate change, trans, sex workers, and Indonesian. Apparently there's a fourth dartboard with a list of nationalities. So let's read a little bit of this article. And I know that you, you know, have likely been awake at night, tossing and turning, anxious, fretting, worried about how inclement weather might be affecting Indonesian prostitutes. And well, here's your answer. Reading now. It says, Joya Patia, a 43-year-old Indonesian transgender woman, first started to notice that changing weather patterns in the mountain-ringed city of Bandung were affecting her income as a sex worker a decade ago. The rainy season was lasting longer across the West Java province. Winds were stronger, and in particularly bad years, Patia lost up to 80% of her earnings. Trans women like Patia are among the most affected by extreme weather linked to climate change, as well as suffering disproportionately when disaster strikes. Quote, no one is coming out during the longer rainy season. It's very hard to make money during that unpredictable weather. The Indonesian government has a five-year plan setting out its development objectives and how it will manage the impact of climate change. And although this includes provisions for vulnerable groups, trans people are not listed among them. Some trans women are seeking to find their own solution. To raise awareness about climate change, Sangar Saroja puts on movie nights and fashion shows and hosts discussions with other queer communities. The group also surveyed 80 members of the trans community in Jakarta to find out how climate change affected incomes, frequency of illness, and changes in spending from 2021 to 2022. Nearly 93% of respondents saw decreased income during the rainy season, and 72% had increased expenses. Okay, so that's the story. Deserving of a headline in a major global news publication, no doubt. Apparently, prostitutes are inconvenienced by rain. Now, trans prostitutes are inconvenienced the most somehow for reasons that are never explained. I admit that I actually found this element of the story a bit surprising. Does business slow down all that much for prostitutes when it rains? Perhaps so. I couldn't say. It's far outside my own area of expertise. But if you're the kind of person who likes to go trawling in the streets of the third world for prostitutes, I wouldn't think you'd be dissuaded by a bit of rain. Like if you're in Indonesia and you're saying to yourself, you know, I want to go down to this filthy street corner here and you know, find a prostitute. Are you really going to look out your window and say, ah, it's raining, never mind. Forget it. I only look for impoverished third world prostitutes when it's sunny out. You think like a poncho and an umbrella would seem to solve the problem, but I don't know. Besides, if the whole idea is that prostitutes, trans prostitutes in particular, are especially burdened by bad weather because they work outdoors, you would think that this is a concern that would apply to a huge number of Indonesians, including those many Indonesians who perform actual productive labor. I mean, tens of millions of people in the country work in industries like agriculture, forestry, mining, fishing, tourism. I mean, regular tourism, not sex tourism. And all of those industries and many more are greatly impacted by weather conditions. And one would think that they are even more impacted than prostitutes. Meanwhile, they are, again, performing actual productive and important jobs, but they don't even get a mention in The Independent. Because The Independent is a left-wing rag, and left-wing rags hate nothing so much as productive, normal people. But this is all a bit of a moot point, because you may notice that the writer of this article never bothers to provide any evidence supporting the foundational premise, which is that climate change has made the weather measurably worse in Indonesia. After all, Indonesia has always had a rainy season for Indonesian prostitutes and everyone else in the country, but who cares about them, to contend with. And the rainy season, is the rainy season really that much rainier now? We're given no information to support that assertion. The only data point provided is that one 43-year-old trans prostitute thinks that it seems like it rains more now than it did 10 years ago. The anecdotal observation of a single middle-aged prostitute is all the evidence we're given. This is how science is done, apparently. Now, far be it for me to question this prostitute's meteorological expertise, but I did feel the need to cross-reference the claim. And so here's a chart from Statista.com that shows annual rainfall totals in Indonesia from 1901 to 2020. As you can see, leaving aside one big spike in 2010, the totals have been pretty consistent over the past century or so. You know, they had 3,073 millimeters in 1910 and 3,096 in 2020. That's a difference of about 1 inch of rainfall total in the whole year. A difference so minuscule that not even a trans prostitute could possibly detect it. So the whole premise of the article is totally fake and made up, which is probably all that needed to be said about any of this, if anything needed to be said at all, which it didn't. And that is ultimately the reason why The Independent is today canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. 6 months since Hamas's unprovoked attack in Israel, and the group is not budging in any of the conditions it had previously presented in negotiations for a truce deal in Gaza. Qatar's prime minister said talks remain deadlocked but would continue. Meanwhile, the wait for families of those still held captive by the terror group is just mind-numbing.
Families of the hostage victims gathered for a news conference in New York with elected representatives to voice their frustration with the lack of progress in releasing their loved ones from captivity. Jonathan Dekelhen is the father of American hostage Sagi Dekelhen.
Hostages have to come home. And by hostages coming home, the suffering of 1.5 million Gazans can end as well.
As for what gives the loved ones of the hostages hope?
A belief that one day we can get our loved ones home and the bodies of those who have already been killed by Hamas.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, President Biden wrote letters to the leaders of Egypt and Qatar calling on them to press Hamas for a hostage deal with Israel. The letters come a day after Mr. Biden called on Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu to redouble his efforts to reach a ceasefire in the Gaza war. The president got first-hand look Friday at efforts to clear away the hulking remains of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Cranes, ships, diving crews working to reopen one of the nation's main shipping lanes. The federal government's provided quick release funds to start recovery, but Mr. Biden's calling on Congress to approve all that will be needed.
As we've done in other parts of the country in similar circumstances, while I stand here, I call on Congress to authorize this effort as soon as possible.
But some lawmakers are questioning the president's request. Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Stocks ended solidly higher and bond yields rose Friday as Wall Street welcomed a surprisingly strong U.S. jobs report. U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong 303,000 workers to their payrolls in March, according to Friday morning's report from the Labor Department. The strong job market has helped fuel consumer spending and earnings growth for businesses, amounting to strong economic growth overall. Now let's get a look at the closing numbers on Wall Street. Here's John Scott.
The Dow up 307 points to close at 38,904. The Nasdaq gained 199 to 16,248. The S&P 500 added 57 points to 5204. New York oil rose 32 cents to $86.91 per barrel.
Gold ended the day $2,328.70 an ounce. Breaking news at townhall.com. An agreement finally reached between doctors and the British government over pay.
The British Medical Association and the Hospital Consultants and Specialists Association, which represent the doctors, say 83% of those casting a vote backed the offer. The pay increase will see some consultants at the lower end of the scale get a nearly 20% boost for the last financial year. Doctors at the early stages of their careers, who form the backbone of hospital and clinical care as they train up to be specialists in a particular field, remain in dispute with the government. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Efforts to ban TikTok from government devices have picked up steam in the past year in state legislatures and Congress, even as politicians continue to use it to connect with and expand their base. More on these stories can be found when you simply log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
I don't know who Mike Johnson is anymore. Well, I guess I'm a trendsetter because I never knew who Mike Johnson was in the first place.
That's as good as the comedy gets on late night TV. The Speaker of the House, I'm guessing on any given day, any given year, 98% of his audience has no idea who the Speaker of the House is. Don't want to walk out on any limbs here, because limb walking is so dangerous, you know. Happy Friday and welcome. Welcome to you. We have our cup is full. It's full, I tell you. And my laugh out loud Washington Post story of the day. The headline is Squatters. You know, squatters stealing people's homes, illegal aliens, guns, drugs, triple beam scales, police raids, ICE. Squatters have become a right-wing talking point. A right-wing talking point. In the English to liberal or liberal to English translation dictionary, right-wing talking point is, what is that, Michael? It is something that is true that the Democrats don't want the media to talk about. And the Washington Post, with Maham Javed and Maria Luisa Paul. They typed up the story on behalf of the Democrat Party. The National Conversation, there's a National Conversation, around squatters, they put the word squatters in quotation marks, has reached a fever pitch. Really, are we out burning police cars and looting CVSs? In recent weeks, spurred by conflicts that have gone viral and legislative actions in at least four states. Now, then they attack Ron DeSantis because it's a right-wing talking point. And then while Georgia, South Carolina, and New York have introduced legislation cracking down on people who illegally take over homes, the Washington Post is in favor of Venezuelan gangs stealing your home and kicking you out because they're not journalists, that's for sure, and they're not liberals. They're the left. This is a remarkable approach to shoot down any discussion of Democrats and their illegal alien Venezuelan gang member allies. Where are they from now in Michigan? We had the Chilean gangs invading homes in Michigan. They ripped off one home in Michigan for $800,000 of stuff. $800,000. And the Washington Post is fine with that because they prefer crime to no crime. They prefer criminals to, you know, solid citizens whose children join the military and don't become transgender and all that crazy stuff. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, because the Democrats are on the loose, there are transgender people everywhere in Democrat circles. And when I say circles, usually in a hot tub with their hands all under the water and stuff. Remarkable stuff. Just a minute. Oh, we've got more crazy. God, there's more crazy all over the place. I'm telling you. I've got numbers for you on the illegals coming into the country under President Trump versus Joe Biden. And even under Barack Obama, it's amazing. The numbers tell a remarkable tale. There's no doubt about that. And the Democrats are a complete mess everywhere they go. You remember Nathan Wade? He's the boyfriend of Fannie Willis, who is the Democrat persecuting Donald Trump in Atlanta, Georgia, right? And she's a radical. She's an extremist and kind of a fascist, let's be honest. But her boyfriend, Nathan Wade, who is being overpaid with taxpayer dollars by her while they went on vacations together, more than the other prosecutors he's being paid. Nathan Wade's ex-wife seeks contempt of court action against him for cutting off children's financial support and abandoning her amid illness. Mid illness, got the illness and the financial aid and the kids and the divorce, and he's not making good on any of that. But that's okay because he's not a Trump lawyer. He's a Trump attacker, so that won't be news. That's one of the rules of journalism in America. Quite remarkable stuff. Also, we've got another illegal alien, another murder. And the news media, they don't care about these things because it's just a right-wing talking point, all the murders and all this stuff. So, and a great sheriff came out to talk about another illegal alien, another murder. The people at CNN will never know about it. They'll never even hear about it because they don't follow the news. They really don't. They just do the Democrat Party talking points on a daily basis. Then they go home and play Duck, Duck, Goose with Don Lemon. But that's another story. Tony Bobulinski, you know Tony Bobulinski, former naval officer, and he mistakenly got into business with the Biden family, and they destroy everyone and everything around them because they're greedy lefties. Tony Bobulinski will sue New York Democratic Congressman Daniel Goldman on Friday morning. That's today. That's this morning. For defamation, the Daily Caller has first learned. Bobulinski, a former business associate of Hunter Biden, who has accused the president's son of wrongdoing, previously threatened legal action against Goldman after Bobulinski appeared for a public hearing before Congress last month. After the hearing, Goldman sent a tweet accusing Bobulinski of making false allegations with the help of Trump, a Trump-affiliated lawyer. And now the legal document right here, the complaint, is being filed against the congressman for defamation. Everybody should sue Adam Schiffless, too, because he's the biggest liar in Washington, which is like, you know, being the fastest bike rider at the Tour de France. That's kind of an amazing accomplishment to be the biggest liar in Washington, D.C. That ain't easy. Let me just tell you that much. Remarkable things going on all over the place. I've got a NATO update for you because, you know, NATO, oh, no, they're afraid of Trump. Yeah, they're afraid, and this is all over the news media, they're afraid that Trump might shame them into paying their fair share, which the left is against because they want the American middle class to continue to pay for Belgian defense and French defense and on and on. But we've got that. And also, the Democrats are anti-Israel and they're anti-Semites, let's face it, from the river to the sea. They're anti-Semites. It's the party of anti-Semites. And the violence in the streets, the attacks on Jewish students on campuses. Don't wear your Star of David. For God's sake, don't wear a yarmulke on the campus of Harvard or MIT or the University of Pennsylvania because the Democrats are a danger to you. And the headline, lead story, front page, above the fold upper right-hand quarter in the Washington Post today. Biden issues warning to Israel. U.S. could reassess its policy on Gaza. Humanitarian situation is, quote, unacceptable, end quote, he says. But he didn't say, hey, Hamas terrorist group, Islamist terrorist group, funded by Iran, who is funded by Joe Biden and Barack Obama, because they love terrorism. You know what he didn't say? He didn't say, hey, Hamas, release the hostages. Release the American hostages. Release the other hostages. Stop torturing and raping hostages. Release the hostages. And turn over your leadership so they can be sent to The Hague to be put on trial for their crimes against humanity. He didn't say that because he's concerned about the jihad vote. The jihad vote in the United States, particularly Michigan and Minnesota. Very important to the Democrat Party. They've got to get the jihadis under their way. They got jihadis in the House of Representatives, the Democrats do. And they demand that the Israelis stop defending themselves and going after a radical Islamic terrorist group dedicated to the total destruction of the state of Israel. But pay no attention to that. President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday that the United States would reassess its policy toward the war in Gaza if the Jewish state, they got to call them Jews right up front, does not take immediate steps. Got to take immediate steps to address the disastrous humanitarian situation in the enclave. It's an enclave. They're always in enclaves, aren't they? You know, Martha's Vineyard is an enclave. They get taxpayer subsidies for electric car chargers because of all the poverty there. That's one of the tricks that they pulled on us. 60 Minutes is okay with that because they vacation on Martha's Vineyard, too. So the disastrous humanitarian situation in the enclave and protect aid workers, aid workers, sure, aid workers going into a war zone to feed the terrorist army that's trying to wipe out the state next door. That's the thing about them. They're just amazing. And the Washington Times front page, which is a real newspaper, not like the Washington Post, the Washington Times and David R. Sands with the story, Biden tells Netanyahu to cease fire, comma, safeguard civilians in Gaza. Now, I was thinking about this morning. I remember September 11th, 2001, 19 civilians, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, 19 civilians hijacked some planes, crashed them into a couple buildings in New York and one in Arlington, Virginia, and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But civilians, when they're Hamas, you know, it's not like your next-door neighbor. This is not the Beaver Cleaver family. This is the Al-Karbam family. Hey, Mrs. Al-Karbam, nice to see you. Where are your sons? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to hear. They blow up so soon, don't they? Just amazing. But Joe Biden is threatening the Jews because they're defending themselves against a genocidal death cult that lives in their backyard. Also because of Joe Biden, is a crazy story. In Oklahoma, where the wind comes whipping down the plane, or something like that, Oklahoma is now dealing with a flood of Chinese criminal elements who are illegal aliens, illegal alien Chinese mobsters in Oklahoma. They probably figure Oklahoma's soft. I suspect they're going to find out otherwise. Biden's open border crisis brings another new threat. Chinese mobsters. Chinese, and they're coming in by the tens of thousands. Military-aged Chinese men occasionally bringing a squeeze along, you know, but it's not like a family unit. They're espionage units. Chinese mobsters, our latest danger Biden's open border crisis has brought to states like Oklahoma. Like Oklahoma. Not a border state, but next to a border state. The recent revelation that Chinese mobsters are entering the United States illegally through an unsecured Mexican border is not just cause for concern. It's a full-blown crisis that demands immediate action. As reported in the Oklahoman, a newspaper in Oklahoma, as you might imagine, Oklahoma is now grappling with the influx of Chinese criminal elements flooding the state, engaging in violent turf wars, drug trafficking, and even murder. But the Democrats, they lie about everything, honestly, if they're talking their line. And the Washington Post, with their big story, you know, we had the illegal alien squatting in New York in the Bronx, and they got all the guns with the oversized magazines that are illegal. And then the Democrats released, they catch the illegal aliens squatting, that means stealing property, inside with guns and drugs, so they're gun-toting drug dealers, the illegal aliens. And when they're caught, a left-wing judge lets them go without bail, puts them back on the street. Then they had to be rearrested by ICE because, you know, some people still believe in enforcing the law, even if the entire Democrat Party from Joe Biden down do not. Just extraordinary. Now, Chinese drug gangs in Oklahoma, South American drug gangs stealing houses in New York, Democrat judges letting them go after the police arrest them. The Democrat Party is not on our side. I don't know how many times I have to say it. Michael, how many times do I have to say it?
Seven more.
Seven more, at least seven more times. Just amazing. Chinese gangs in Oklahoma. Ed and that's some. Your Democrat Party, not on our side. Please. Now, the Wall Street Journal, what Trump did for the faithful. That's coming up. The Democrats are anti-Christian, too. You want to say a prayer, take a knee after a high school football game and say a quick prayer. The Democrats will fight you all the way to the Supreme Court to try to stop you. Remarkable stuff. And the attack piece on Donald Trump, because they got his Spotify playlist. So these hacks like Jim Vandehey and Axios, they attack Donald Trump. And now Vandehey is being attacked and mocked because he's a jerk. I'll just say jerk because we're on the radio.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Okay, if you're facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, other unsecured debt, or struggling to make monthly payments, you need to know that there are special services available right now that can significantly reduce what you pay every month by 40% or more. And that means if you qualify, you can save hundreds of dollars every month. Most people don't know that these services are available to help Americans with overwhelming credit card debt get significant savings and immediate financial relief without filing for bankruptcy. That's why Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you may qualify for. They've helped consumers pay off more than $1 billion in debt. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need. The information is free. So call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-855-3366. That's 800-885-3366. Program and services not available in all states.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to RoundHouseProvisions.com. Use code COMBO or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text COMBO to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions. Visions.
Fellow Americans, former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. Market instability and soaring debt have put your retirement at risk. For protection, I recommend diversifying into physical gold from Advantage Gold, a five-star rated gold company I've used for years. Their customer service is unmatched. Call 800-741-GOLD now and say Jason Hansen sent you and get a free 2024 gold investing kit. Again, call 800-741-GOLD.
This is a message from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Getting a flu shot protects you, your family, and your community. VA is offering no-cost flu shots to eligible veterans. To find a site near you, visit the VA locator at va.gov/find-locations. That's va.gov/find-locations. You can choose a local VA facility or one of the 70,000 in-network pharmacy or urgent care locations.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Maybe they're not sending their best. Possible. Their best Chinese gang members, criminals, drug traffickers, child sex traffickers. The Democrats want more of everything bad. They'll lie to you and say that they don't, but everything they do proves otherwise. Let us take a telephone call, Michael. Let's go to Dennis, calling from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Dennis, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah, how you doing, Chris? Listen, to show what kind of a fraud the Mayor Adams is, he sent a busload of Haitians to Middletown, New York, which is Orange County, and just recently one of them stabbed two of them to death.
One Haitian stabbed two other Haitians to death?
Yeah, and the one that did the stabbing was only here 8 months, so it was under Biden's whatever.
Yeah, you're right. The story now, when the Haitian stabbed his two Haitian roommates to death, do you know, I don't know whether you know this, how much you know about it, did he eat them?
I don't think so. He didn't have time.
Yeah, I didn't have time. And the headline, Haitian migrant fatally stabs his two roommates inside New York apartment before deportation hearing. You know, they never do it after the deportation hearing, do they? Haitian migrant, that's to say illegal alien, allegedly murdered his two roommates in an apartment complex in the Hudson Valley beautiful part of the country, and was awaiting until the Democrats ruined it by filling it with murderers from cannibal countries. But never mind that. I don't know if this guy hangs out with barbecue and the cannibals, but here is, he was awaiting a federal deportation hearing, which means that he's an illegal alien. Kenol Baptiste, 30 years old, accused of stabbing two men in and around an apartment complex, in and around because they were running away and he was chasing after him, still stabbing him, because he was hungry. You know, this is what food insecurity leads to, Dennis, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it, but the thing is that there, Adams is not getting any blowback because of this, because he did the same thing that he's accusing Abbott of doing.
He is. Well, of course he is. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. There's a mugshot of this guy. He looks like a zombie from the zombie apocalypse. Now, an illegal alien murdered Lake and Riley in Georgia. An illegal alien murdered Ruby Garcia in Michigan. We have, I've got another story for you today about another murder by another illegal alien. And it looks like President Trump might have been onto something when he said they're not sending us their best. They're the best murderers, perhaps, but, you know, just crazy. A rancher, an older man in Arizona, is going on trial for shooting illegal aliens crossing illegally on his property with rifles. They had rifles, and they're coming at his house with backpacks and rifles. And it ended up being a deadly confrontation, and the rancher is now the guy in trouble because Democrats. Know what I'm talking about? Just amazing. Dennis, we should have an election and get rid of all these people. But there are a lot of Democrats that are going to vote for more of this. More Democrats, more murder. More Democrats, more carjacking. More Democrats, more crime.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Ammon. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text CONSULT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text CONSULT to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text CONSULT to 200-300. Text the word CONSULT to 200-300. CONSULT to 200-300.
And paid for by America First Tax Group.
Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-507-0466 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-507-0466 or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com. com/Bongino. That's 800-507-0466 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino. Again, 800-507-0466 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required. Qualify.
Now, Democrats love crime. They love criminals. They commit the lion's share of crimes in the United States because they're Democrats. You know, godless commies, they think whatever you have belongs to them, and that the state is here with the power to take it from you and give it to them. Speaking of which, Joe Biden's making another go-round for paying off student debt because it's one way of buying votes with taxpayer money, with other people's money. Besides, nobody's paying for it. They're just putting it on the tab. But it's a way of buying votes. It's as crooked as walking around money in Chicago on election day. Old school corruption. Now, here's a story from WHIO-TV, Channel 7, the TV station in Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. Sheriff, colon, they love their colons. Man who's been deported 7 times, charged with murder in Butler County. Now, this is not the same illegal alien that murdered Lake and Riley, and it's not the same illegal alien that murdered Ruby Garcia, Lake and Riley in Georgia, Ruby Garcia in Michigan. It's not the same illegal alien from Haiti. Now, Lake and Riley murdered by a Venezuelan illegal alien, Ruby Garcia murdered by an illegal alien from Mexico. Two men in New York in the Hudson Valley, of all places, murdered by a Haitian illegal alien who is facing a deportation hearing, but waved into the country by Joe Biden and the Democrats so he could murder people here. Now, in Ohio, we've got a man who's been deported 7 times, seven times that we know of, charged with murder in Butler County, Ohio. And that's Hamilton in Butler County in Ohio near Cincinnati. A 46-year-old man from Mexico has been arrested and charged with the murder of a man in Butler County according to social media posts from the Butler County Sheriff's Office. CNN will not cover this. The Washington Post and the New York Times will not cover this. This will not be on NBC News tonight. And if MSNBC talks about it, they'll attack anyone that brings it up, and that will be their coverage. The Hamilton County Police Department charged Furman Garcia Gutierrez. That's Furman the Vermin. They call him in prison. His nickname is Furman the Vermin. I just made that up, but it should be. Furman the Vermin Garcia Gutierrez has been charged with aggravated murder, according to Cincinnati TV station WXIX and WLWT. Hamilton police were dispatched to 13th Street on reports of a deceased person. On April 1st, that's April Fool's Day, 2:35 p.m., middle of the afternoon, when police got on the scene, they found an unresponsive male. Medics responded, but he was dead, so they couldn't do anything about it. They're good medics, but, you know, they're not holy figures. So, according to WLWT, police determined the man's death was a homicide. How could they tell? The victim's identity has not yet been released until his family has been notified. And Furman the Vermin is currently being held in Butler County Jail for an ICE holder. And Democrats see the sanctuary cities. They say, well, we don't cooperate with ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. We just let the criminals go, usually without bail. Now, he's been arrested. He's being held on an ICE detainer on weapons charges, drug possession, obstructing justice, according to the Post. Last week, Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones said Furman the Vermin Garcia Gutierrez had been deported 7 times. Now, here's the sheriff of Butler County, Richard Jones, on the latest development in his backyard.
These people aren't vetted. They're coming across, and we have no idea who they are. If that's not a crisis, I don't know what a crisis is. Weapons. Now, he's carrying a loaded firearm. How does he get that loaded firearm? He's not carrying that pistol to go hunting. He's carrying it. And has he killed anybody? He's admitted to all this. He's admitted that's him. And we don't know what all he's done.
Now, the illegal aliens that the two guys were just Democrats in New York that murdered the police officer recently. And the guy driving the car was in court and was like, hey, what's up, cop killer guy? And he declared these words. He said, I shoot people. I shoot people. That's what he said. See, that's why we build jails, to keep people like that off the street, because what do they do when they're on the street? They shoot people. And that's something that some of us frown upon. That's, just that. And then they call you a law and order. They call you all kinds of names because you think that you shouldn't put people back on the streets after they shoot people and before they shoot people. Again, the Washington Post headline today, squatters have become a right-wing talking point. Squatters have become a right, shooting people's become a right-wing talking point, too. You know who's shooting everybody? Democrats, pretty much shooting everybody, aren't they? Yes, they are. Just crazy. Got the Haitian murdering, too. Got the Venezuelan murdering Lake and Riley. Got the Mexican murdering Ruby Garcia in Michigan. That is a border state. But it borders Canada, your Democrat Party. They're not on our side. Election Day can't come soon enough. It's time that the Democrat Party be tossed on the ash heap of history where it belongs. The party of the Confederate States of America. The party of plantations and slavery. Of bullwhips and lynching trees. The party of Jim Crow and standing in schoolhouse doors. The party of crime and criminals, party of murder and carjacking, the Democrat Party. And they're not very funny either. Not funny at all. Speaking of which, you see Jimmy Kimmel. Apparently they still pay him millions of dollars to do Democrat Party propaganda on network TV. He dropped in on Japan and he noticed that they sweep in Tokyo. They clean the sidewalks and the streets, and the country is not full of Democrats. So it's not a filthy hellhole, right? That's kind of the thing, right? And he on his TV show, he went on the television to say this about the United States of America.
I took my family to Japan this week, and I had to say...
This week.
I'm still not sure how I feel about what happened over there. You know, here in America, we know we have our faults. We know we have areas for improvement. But overall, I think most of us believe that compared to the rest of the world, we're pretty buttoned up. I know I did. I go to Europe and there are dirt holes where plumbing is supposed to be, and I hold my breath and I go, I'm glad I'm not one of these people. And then I go back home, right? But now, after traveling to Japan, I realize that this place, this USA we're always chatting about, is a filthy and disgusting person.
Ha 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 ha. They all love that. It's filthy and disgusting. Well, and that's quite remarkable, isn't it? That's your Democrat Party. Now, the thing is, he spends his time between Los Angeles and New York. And he went to Tokyo, and it's true, Tokyo is a beautiful city, and it's an incredibly clean city, and they do sweep up. I often describe New York as the city that never sweeps, because it is the city that never sweeps. And in Los Angeles, where crime is out of control, largely, or in part at least, because of illegal aliens aplenty. There are lots and lots of illegal aliens. And Los Angeles has a crime wave going on that they don't know what to do about. Gosh, the ABC News people, Aaron Katursky, writing, Rise in Mass Transit Crime. They don't have a lot of mass transit in Los Angeles, but when they do, there's a lot of crime. Rise in mass transit crime has this city's officials searching for solutions. And they're talking about crimes reported on L.A.'s MTA properties increased 65% since 2020, data shows, according to Aaron Katursky and Josh Margolin. Remarkable stuff. Los Angeles, like other major cities, I was reading this ABC News story and I couldn't help but thinking, but they keep telling us that crime is down. Everywhere you go, Democrats are saying, no, crime is down. The FBI says crime is down. And then every place you look, crime is going crazy. In Chicago, it's going crazy. In New York City, it's going crazy. You can hardly, you know, walk down the street without being thrown in front of a subway train. And the subway trains aren't even on the street. And in Washington last year, we're at a 26-year high for homicides. And the carjackings, like 960 carjackings in a city of fewer than 700,000 people, less than 61 square miles, or about 61 square miles. Remarkable stuff. On the bus line, just Wisconsin Avenue is one block from where we are now. A guy was stabbed on the Metro bus night before last in the neck, I think, just stabbed because... And here they are, Aaron Katursky, crimes reported on Los Angeles MTA properties, their metro transit stuff, increased by 65% since 2020. Between March 2023 and February 2024, average monthly violent crimes on MTA properties rose another 15%, according to the LAPD. We've had, and that now the bus drivers and train drivers are being attacked, and Christine Ivey, Los Angeles bus operator, bus driver for 30 years, told ABC News, we've had drivers where machetes have been pulled, urine has been thrown on them, feces, you name it, whatever they can get their hands on. I guess they can get their hands on urine and feces. Pretty amazing stuff. Your Democrat Party. And when you turn on CNN today, they're going to say crime is down, the economy is up. New York City's wonderful. This is... And then, you know, Jimmy Kimmel goes to Tokyo, discovers that there are places where in Tokyo is a very well-ordered society, city, very orderly. The Japanese, you know, since 1945 have been very polite. They really are. Before that, they were the most murderous gang of rapists you ever met anywhere. But we dropped a couple of nuclear bombs on them and straightened them right up, you know. Now they're the nicest people you're ever going to meet. And they really are. They honestly are. But before 1945, they were savages. They were animals. The things they did are incomprehensible. See Unit 731 in the Chinese mountains, where they used prisoners for biological warfare experiments. And then see the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But never mind that. Comfort girls. I've told the story before about being in the Philippines, in Manila in the Philippines. There's an old Spanish fort there, and the old, many centuries old Spanish fort. And the Japanese used to round up the Filipinos that were resisting Japanese occupation, throw them in the dungeon there. Then when the dungeon was so packed that nobody could move, they'd put fire hoses in there and fill the dungeons until they drowned them all and killed them all by the hundreds. Then they'd have other Filipinos drag the bodies out. Then they'd start filling the dungeons again and do it again and again. They were not the nicest people in the world in World War II. They, you know, the emperor and all that stuff. Crazy. And Jimmy Kimmel just discovered that Tokyo is clean, and now he hates America. These are really ignorant people. Extraordinary stuff.
I've been home 36 hours. I've never felt dirtier. We are like hogs compared to the Japanese. I can't imagine what they must think of us. They, oh, the garbage people. Yes, the Americans. Garbage. Yes.
Yeah. Well, see L.A., San Francisco, and New York, and guess who's running those places into the garbage dump, boy? All right, let's grab a phone call. Let's go to Robert calling from Waldorf, Maryland. Roberto, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. I can't figure out how can we sit here and say that Mexico has not committed an act of war against the United States. I mean, they are basically facilitating an invasion of our country without guns, and as we as Americans just sit here and watch this. But in any other time, this is an act of war and should be dealt with accordingly, in my opinion. But to sit back and watch this amount of people coming to this country, Mexico has got to be behind it by allowing them to come in here. I mean, Biden's got to be getting some kind of kickback. But if this ain't an act of war, then facilitating an invasion on us. I don't know what it is, you know, Chris. I just don't know. But I had another reason I called you today. I wanted to talk about Mark Robinson, the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. That should be the VP candidate. He is the guy. I thought about this for a while. Trump's had a bad time with personnel decisions. But this Mark Robinson guy, that would blow up their world, Chris. That would blow it up, man.
He's your pick for VP for Trump?
No doubt. I've been watching him, you know, a lot of his speeches. He's my pick for VP for Trump.
Well, that he's a good guy. Sure. He's a smart guy. He's African-American. He's Republican. He's lieutenant governor.
He's got all wheels, man.
Yeah, and, you know, and he's, he's good on his feet. And it would wig them out because, you know, for them, everything is about race, of course.
It would blow up their world, man. But look, I heard you talking about your favorite Led Zeppelin song the other day.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be the Lemon Song. Go listen to the Lemon Song, man. You know what's in the Lemon Song, Chris, don't you?
I do.
Yes, you do.
But we really can't talk about it here.
I know, but it's a great Led Zeppelin song, Chris. But look, man, I love you, brother. But, man, I'm telling you, we're just sitting back. We're getting invaded, and we're just sitting here watching it happen. And at some point, we got to blame ourselves, Chris.
Well, you're absolutely. We got to blame the Democrats, and we got to vote against them. And, you know, the invasion is not only the humanity, it's and the child sex trafficking and the human trafficking. It's the drug trafficking, too. And we're having more than 100,000 Americans per year killed in fatal drug overdoses, in poisonings with fentanyl. The communist Chinese at the starting point of that, they're the mouth of the river on the fentanyl massacre. And again, more than 100,000 fatal drug overdoses a year. That is a number that is greater than the number of Americans killed in the Vietnam War, the Korean War, and the war against terror combined. And that happens in 1 year. And we don't have any politicians that seem to be capable of even raising an eyebrow, much less a voice, when it comes to this slaughter that is taking place. Thank you, Robert. The Lemon Song.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love.
I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/America or text America to 511-511. Text America to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Battling for years and years stuck in the endless cycle of minimum payments could take decades. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366. 800-832-2366.
Not available in all states.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Between business life, social life, and her best bud, Loki, Beverly has a lot to focus on, especially while fighting Stargardt, a blinding retinal disease. But she's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Beverly, winning the fight means focusing on what's closest to her. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLu is here for you. With DebtLu's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLu are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Washington Post has declared squatters. Squatters have become a right-wing talking point. Yeah, we're against it. Democrats are for it. Because the Democrat Party is basically a criminal organization. They make the Corleone family look like the Red Cross. They're not on our side, not even close. Let's take another phone call, Michael. And we've got a lot more to get to, obviously, and only 2 hours to get to as much as we can get to. Let's go to Bill, who is driving on the Beltway. I hope not standing on the Beltway. Bill, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. The Beltway is moving this morning. But I was calling it about the squatters issue, and I'm dealing with an issue like that in San Diego with a family member, a cousin, who is a retired Air Force veteran, lives by himself in a small house, east of Balboa Park area. And he called in to have, he's 82 years old, health issues, so he had somebody called in for home care, found somebody for home care. This woman promptly basically becomes a squatter living there, brings in 8 or 9 other people. They're using, dealing drugs. You can't get rid of them. It's an endless series of nightmares. I could take all 2 hours going through this. But my point is, and what nobody's talking about, is how do these people know how to work the legal system? They know every nuance of the law. This is California, obviously. But it would, no matter where this is happening, there's all kinds of legal nuance, and these people know every bit of it. Somebody is providing them with legal aid to squat. And nobody's asking the question.
Well, we played audio the other day of an illegal alien making videos of himself explaining to people how to be squatters and move into homes.
My people, I have thought about invading a house in the United States because I learned there's a law that says if a house is not inhabited, we can expropriate it.
There is. This is an organized coast-to-coast effort, and the Democrat Party are their handmaidens, just like they are to Hamas.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.